episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Good evening, everybody. This is the Rick and Roro episode number 63. On truthmeets.com, the wonderful station that runs by Jolo. So send some money to truthmeets.com and it will be on our way. But first of all, we've got our host, Rick and Rolo. This is the episode again. What did I say? Number 63. And the date today is the 10th of January, 2020. Let me have a look. 2026. Can you believe it? 2026. So over to our hosts, Rick and Rolo.
Thank you very much. Is that Ken or is it Brian? I think it's Brian that's coming there just then. Much more professional.
It sounded like Kenny Williams to me.
It sounds a bit like Kenny Williams, isn't it? what's going on there? Anyway, Rollo, are you in the room? Yes, you are.
Yeah, mate. How are you? Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I've got a few things to talk about.
We'll talk about the heat. So apparently we were about to die, all of us, according to the media. 47 degrees, they said it'll be in some places and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, look, I think it was 36 or 37 or 38 where I am. I always get it way worse because I'm not next to the coast.
Well, I checked Port Macquarie this morning. Sorry. The afternoon. It said it was only 31.
Yeah, but that's because
it was definitely 38 here.
I'm inland by a whole lot. I know exactly where you live.
I know it's under the K, and I will not say it on air. But
Rollo,
so how hot was it there?
It was Cundabung. It was
Cundabung.
about 38. Cundabung's on fire. Funnily enough.
It was so hot today, and the wind. You could see bushfires would be. We didn't have any bushies today.
Not yet. But it's apparently absolutely. What was it called? Victoria is blazing away. They've lost. You know, that's on its way down to the border, and he says unprofessional. So unprofessional.
What's unprofessional?
Getting beer out of the fridge and making
beer. I'm going to get a beer. What's in your hand, Rick? What do you got tonight?
Cooper's Dry.
Cooper's Dry. Right. I'm going to get my usual James Bogues Premium. I'm going to get one right now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fuck so yeah,
the,
man.
So, so to be honest, it was fairly warm inside my house. I did. It was fantastic. It was fairly warm, but nothing compared. I've had it way worse than that. But anyway, I just went to the beach with my son, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
his name's Norbert. Norbert.
We went to the beach, and the water was freezing. It was cool by the beach. Can you believe it? Like, the difference between being on the coast with the really high winds, it wasn't cold to not swim, but it was like the water was really cold. And so it's just weird how last week the water was perfect and now it's like freezing. But to us the Australians.
So your little dick is even littler and your nipples turned like diamonds.
Well, it was.
And the sharks go off to the Bahamas. They don't want to be in that cold water, do they?
Apparently not. Apparently not. No, so yeah.
I've had a couple of beers. I told you off air about I walked to the bloody village to get some cigarettes and in this bloody hot weather. And oh my God, I forgot my wallet. So I had to walk back. But do you know how much I had to pay for my power bill this quarter?
You already told me.
Yeah. I told you online. It's awesome, isn't it? Having 33 panels on my roof, $0. I didn't pay a cent. Doesn't that piss you off? Doesn't that piss you off a little bit?
No, because I'm aware of it. I'm aware of how bad it is to have solar panels above your head. Apparently, it causes bad.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yep. Is that?
Yep.
Why is it a bad thing? Tell me.
There's something with the electricity having it above your head and the way it earths and stuff. Yeah, so and that guy that wrote the book Dirty Electricity, have to recommend that, he said that solar panels are the worst thing you can have on top of your roof, on top of your head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm glad I haven't got them anymore.
I feel fine. I've been here.
It's cost me $40. Well, you do for now, but it's costing me $40 a week.
Rick, I'm never going to live to be 100. I'm not even going to get it to John Law's 90.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Why am I? Because of the girth and the imogalus.
You're going to be perfectly preserved. You're going to be perfectly preserved. And they're going to we're just going to keep you in your rocking chair. Or Christy will just come around and keep you in your rocking chair. And she'll just say, no, he's fine. He just doesn't make any noise anymore, and it's much nicer.
Oh, you're doing the psycho thing. You're doing psycho. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. What a great movie that was, the original one with Anthony Bergen.
The water was absolutely
freezing.
It was cold, but not shrinkage cold. It was nice. It was really nice. It was pretty normal.
Were you wearing your budgie smugglers, or what were you wearing when you went for a swim?
I wear shorts. I used to wear those things though, but I don't wear them much these days. It's a bit.
It was hilarious.
Does anyone wear them these days?
They normally wear board shorts. You know the mambo things. But
I wear
the budgie smugglers is what. What was that Australian Prime Minister?
Bob Hawke
wear budgie smugglers?
Yes,
I thought it was. I thought it was a later prime minister than that. Anyway, I can imagine Bob Hawke.
You're talking about.
Yeah, he was.
You're listening to.
Is that Rick and Roller? Rick and Roller 63.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
And you're listening to Rick and Rollo episode number, my accent's gone all funny again. What's going on here? You're listening to Rick and Rollo show episode number 63 on January the 10th, 2026. And back to Rick and Rollo.
I don't know who that was.
I don't know. I mean,
I think that Joel might have paid.
I think he's okay, though. I mean, we don't have to do the dump, the John Laws dump button on him because he did his job semi well. I mean, yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about Tony Abbott was the budgie smuggler. Prime Minister.
Tony Abbott. Yeah, he used to wear budgie smugglers. And you know where, like, for our overseas listeners, it's just because, you're wearing basically what looks like, what is it? Just briefs, under briefs, not shorts, but briefs. And you can see your penis through your briefs.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to wear them because if you want to get a good tan, that's what you used to wear, but... I like to wear board shorts because you can wear them out of the water, jump in the van, and then wear them at the gym. You don't run around with budgie. But let me just tell you, there's some very strange people running around with budgie smugglers in all walks of life. I saw a guy cleaning his car the other day, and he had this bright red pair of budgie smugglers on. And I was thinking, who are you trying to impress here? Who are you trying to impress?
How old was he? 80. 80 year olds should not be wearing budgie smugglers.
Back in the day, that's what you wore when you went for a swim. You wore a pair of what we call budgie smugglers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of budgies, I'm just looking out. There's little sparrows hopping around my back. So sparrow smugglers and budgie smugglers.
Oh lucky you.
Yep.
Well, we've got our cat, your cat.
My cat, Sahara.
And we've got my dog, Rosie. And, and Susie is listening. I promised Susie I'd sing her a song. So will you give me a moment? I will sing her a song.
Are you going to have a moment to sing?
Yes. So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Would you trade your... Oh my God!
Ronald, this is Klaus. Oh, Klaus. Do you want me to say what is the song called again?
I wish you were here.
That's Herr. We wish you were here, Hitler, or whatever. And this. Wonderful song by the Pink Floyd, I do believe. Floyd,
Thank you, Klaus.
I know. I think you got the lyrics semi-right. I've come on
all
here.
All right. Klaus, can you let me have a take two? Take two?
A one and a two and a three. S-R-E-E. S-H-R-E-E. Go.
Yeah. All right. So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you still tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you wish you can tell? Would they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Would you exchange your walk-on part in a war with a hero in a cage? How I wish you were here. We're just caught two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl
year after year,
running over the same old ground. How we found the same old fears. Wish you were here. There we go, Klaus.
Well, that's really good. Yeah. Oh, Klaus has gone to check our fridge.
Oh, Klaus left.
He's running around. He actually, because he's unemployed, he comes around and roams around the house, pointing at things and,
Well, I'm glad he I'm glad he gave me a take too, because you know, Susie wanted me to sing to Pink Floyd. Yeah, you know, we've got a dog and a cat, and Susie as our fact.
No, and I know, Rollo, I've discovered that I've got three or four lizards in earshot when I'm doing the show. So they're actually our listeners as well. So that's 10 people. That's one. And what I've seen.
Didn't you say if we had mind problems or something, and there's two more?
Bipolar. So we can identify as our happy and sad Rick and Rollo. So that's 10.
I treat Rick and Rollo 63 in 2026 as therapy. I really do. The rapey, I call it.
I'm doing it for my therapy.
It's classic that if we get Velocet to turn up, you've got to think of tune to go out with.
We're not going to sing that Pink Floyd. There's a really good Pink Floyd song that I always love to play every now and then, which I haven't played from the latest freaking. What's it? It's a Pink Floyd off Metal. The last song on Metal, the album Metal, M-E-D-D-E-L.
Oh, the one that sounds like the Doctor Who theme tune, is it?
That's good. No. It's another one. It's called, it's the one that ends with the Liverpool, We'll Never Walk Alone being sung by the actual, well, I think we'll end that. It was a really good song. Great song.
Was that Syd Barrett?
It was Dave Gilmour's first album.
Dave Gilmour took over, because Syd did too much. What did he do too much? What was LSD. It? LSD back in the.
You know the story. Apparently, his father worked for, just like your father worked for Porton Downs. Sid's father worked for like what you would call a one of those kind of MK Ultra England. He was a psychiatrist, and him and his sister may well have been dosed up with stuff and experimented on. Who's to know? But sad story.
I'm going to have to keep my voice down just for a little bit now because I'm going out for a cigarette.
You've only got two.
Keep going, Rick.
Yeah, that's a true one.
Porton Down. My father, definitely. And then came to Australia and then, made the Tangara, you know.
He did.
What a brilliant train that was.
It wasn't. Have you spoken to your said father in the last God knows when? Since we spoke,
we don't get on. We don't get on.
We know that, but you can break the ice and say. To be honest, I'm terrible as well because I hardly speak. But my father he doesn't have the ability to answer. He's the biggest Luddite on the planet. And he can hardly.
What does Luddite mean again? I forget.
People that are against technology. It was a rebellious group of people that said that the steam machines are going to be the worst thing ever. They were saying computers are going to ruin the world. They were saying steam engines are going to ruin the world, and they wanted everything done by hand. And look, I was just looking at some old photos of 1700s or something or other. 1800, whenever it was, but these beautiful costumes everyone was wearing, and they were so ornate. There's nothing compared to us running around with our board shorts and budgie smugglers. They were wearing these incredible outfits back in the day, all handmade and hand sewed, and you know the technology. You had skills back then. You didn't need a machine to do everything for you, and the Luddites could see that coming, and they were right 100%. I'm a Luddite when it comes to AI. I said I'd rather come up with a funny song myself than put it into a search engine and trick it up and do it that way.
Yeah, like Dave J did, still makes me cry though that Dave J wrote such a beautiful song and the Dolly Parton version or the.
I've probably never listened to it.
The Sam Kinison version.
Never listened to it.
I did. Every time a train comes past my house, you can still hear me clearly, can you? Yeah, I kiss my mother's ring. I kiss Chrissy's ring on my other hand. because I don't have tattoos or anything. And I look up to the sky and I...
Kissing rings sounds like then, a bit Catholic to me, Roland. And,
hmm?
Kissing rings sounds a bit Catholic to me.
They're just rings on my finger. It's not like I'm kissing someone's ass. I just, the ring, you know.
That's what I mean. It sounds like that. It sounds
I'm
like
not
that.
Kissing
sounds,
anyone's ass. Not. I'm not kissing anyone's ass. I'm just kissing because for gratitude.
Speaking of events of the last week. Mm.
I've got one more thing to remind me after you finish your point.
We'll talk about that Jimmy the, who was it?
Adam the Woo.
Who, pray tell, is Adam the Woo?
Well, you wouldn't think anyone. Adam the Woo was a guy that cheered me up when I was at my lowest, you know, jumping off Stockton Bridge. Well, because he'd travel over the United States and he'd live in his camper van and,
is this on YouTube you're talking about?
He's just a YouTuber. That's it.
Okay. Adam
and
the
he
Woo.
Was, and he, Adam the Woo, Adam Williams, his name is, I know his real name because I sent him $100.
Jeez.
In 2013.
Can you send me can you send me $100?
Do you need $100?
No, I don't. I'm just joking.
All right.
You're going to send some random American.
Well, I sent him a baseball too. And I sent him a baseball, which I autographed to Adam the Woo. Yeah.
From Rollo. Did you say you're a famous Newcastle baseball player?
Well, I didn't say that at all. I just sent it because he cheered me up. He did the opening things and unfortunately, this is the sad part. He face mask. He was a big face masker in COVID and took all the jabs. I don't want to call it a fuckwit, but there you go.
An order follower. Is he dead?
He's a dead cunt. Yeah,
How did he die?
He died in his sleep.
Okay, well, I'm going to suggest that he's not what we call the sharpest tool in the shed, if he did that. Mm. But order followers were everywhere, Rollo. Just remember that. We knew them. You know, we had relatives, your neighbours, et cetera, my neighbours, et cetera.
Yeah, we've all been through it. We all went through the COVID nonsense and that. And look, sorry to talk over you there, Rick, but, if any fucking copper policeman comes up and messes with me again, and I saw one parked, double parked the other day, and I walked past... I wanted to say something, but I didn't.
Are you still going to your probation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing, not probation. I have to report to, what's it called? The Samaritans, where I have to get my
therapy.
No, I don't, no probation. No.
Yeah.
Just saying the N word.
It was a lot more than that, and drinking and driving and being abusive to police and threatening to shoot people, and there's a lot more in the old story
the abusive to police was because they didn't always have their cameras on. They didn't have their cameras on all the time, because if they did, they'd know that they digitally raped me.
So, Rollo, you did, again, anyone that listens to the show will know where this is going, but you did.
Because I made a stupid drunken joke about having cocaine up my butthole.
your bottom.
Yeah.
Right. My lizards that are listening don't like to hear the word butthole. It's going to call it bottom. Thank you. Because I'm not sure how old they are. There's four. I'm telling you, there's at least four or five lizards.
That's right. We've got no listeners except for Susie. I mean, Susie.
Susie and the lizards and the cat and me and your
and Rosie.
And Rosie.
King Charles Cowley.
And 10 listeners globally. We'd have to rate at least one of the lowest shows to be listened to ever in the history of podcasts.
I use Rick and Rollo 63 as therapy. The rapey. The rapey, if you look at the word. Yeah, the rapey.
The therapist, the rapist. Anyway, Rollo, we'll talk about ice.
Anything.
Ice baby. So the American news has nothing but this woman who, a lesbian.
Who got shot through the...
My name is Leslie. I'm a lesbian. I am I'm a bisexual lesbian.
I saw it all.
Yeah. And I pulled into where I stay on Thursday night, and my flatmate, who owns the flat, as long as they're flatmate, and he said, Rick, have you seen what's going on? The cops are blah, 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 blah. And I said, I'm not going to watch it because it's just anger porn. And sure enough, it's sending people berserk over here watching this. A white woman too. It wasn't a black woman. It was a white woman.
Yeah, yeah. And she had a wife. She had a wife. And she was a lesbian.
I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, she was a Leslie with a lesbian tendency. So she apparently revved a car up. And now, I'll just say this. Anyone that in America... And even like my brother's been there many times. He's travelled a fair bit around America, and as he said, the cops are fairly fearsome over there. You know, they're not to be fucked around with. But when you've got ICE, which is obviously like a lower form of cops, it's like basically let's call them COVID marshals with guns. And if someone says, "Don't move," you can see they've got a gun. What kind of imbecile would not just put your hands up in the air and get out of the car and lie on the ground?
Thank you, Ray Hadley. Keep going. Ray Hadley. Yeah. Ray Hadley.
Yeah, I'm suggesting the story is a 100% absolute codswallop of the highest magnitude. But guess what they're saying? And this is what the media is reporting here. I've got the latest. Sydney Morning Herald shake my head.
Read it.
There's now two. Well, no, I'm just going to paraphrase it here. America now is divided right down the middle with, the pro-ICE and the anti-ICE. And I said to myself as I looked at that headline, subheadline, this is just feeding into this whole, we've got to take America out. America needs to have a civil war, be divided down the middle.
Yep.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, civil war.
Story, I would say nobody died, nobody got hurt as far as the lesbian goes, guaranteed.
You don't think she got shot through the eyes?
An ICE agent shot someone through the eyes. Yeah, it all feeds very well in with a...
We're doing the fakeologist thing. So, look, we can disagree. We can disagree with each other.
I think he
shot it through the eyes
for revving a car, and then did you see the two cars collided? Like,
dead cunt, and then the car crashed into a tree.
I saw that, but did you see the one I sent you about the Canadian one? There's about 15 cops, maybe 20 cops, surrounding one guy who was waving a knife around, and you're listening to...
Rick and Roller 63.
Rick and Roller 63.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
This is Klaus Schwab from the Welt Economic Forum.
I thought you liked your job, Klaus.
No, I'm unemployed. No, I'm seeking, what I am doing is because I've heard that there's inferior, useless eaters doing your introductions. And I need a chop, Roro, C-H-O-B, remember that?
All right.
And so I'm coming to do the bumpers for now on, bumpers, B-U-M-B-E-R-S, and just to come in and say, how wonderful, Ike. Well, and Oro have been to me over the years.
Klaus, I'm going to go back to the fridge and get another beer.
Would you please?
And I'm going to talk to you while I do that. Yeah. So why did you lose your job again? I forget.
Because Oro, they are jealous. C-H-A-E-L-L-O-U-S. Jealous of me, Roro. They used me and spat me out, Roro. All I wanted to do was exterminate three quarters of the planet.
I'm sorry to talk over you, Klaus.
Whatever.
There was chain of command. Isn't there a chain of command in the WEF?
Roro, they told me I was going to be the head of the world. The head of the world.
V-E-R-L-E. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
And they lied
to me, Roro.
Uncle Klaus.
Roro, they lied.
Well, if they lied to you, well...
That's why I like
Roro. You will. They shouldn't break command. You should get your job back somehow. You should...
you've got to help me and do a GoFundMe. It's F-U-N-T, me. GoFundMe.
I would say... Probably go fuck yourself because I really don't like you, even though you are my uncle. How's your piranha?
They are very involved. I mean, walking them every day with my little mobile fish pond there. Take around to our village in Davos. Davos? Is it Davos or Davos?
Davos is a beautiful place in Switzerland. Snow and everything. Oh, it's lovely.
Loro, I love L-U-F-F. I love it. Anyway, I've got to go.
Put Rick back on. Just fuck off. Fuck off and die already.
Thanks, Roro, for introducing me.
You're right, Rick. Klaus Schwab. Well, taking over the bloody line.
We've now got up to 10, maybe 11 listeners, including 3 or 4 reptiles, 2 cats, a cat, a dog, me and you with our split personalities. And Susie in America. Isn't it fantastic? We've got a huge listening audience.
Come and join us, Susie, because I sung a Pink Floyd song for you.
Why would she have asked you to do that? She must be going mad. Susie, why would you have asked Roland to sing a song?
Yeah, why? Come on, Susie, tell us. It's like, so you think you can tell? I love Wish You Were Here. It's one of my favorite songs.
You know that song, every time you go to a pub and say you go to the Woy Woy RSL, the pub in Woy Woy, I'm telling you, this is a real experience. I walked in there, this is years ago, 20 years ago or so, and there were 2 guys with guitars setting up, and I thought, I bet they're going to fucking play Wish You Were Here. Blow me down, the very first song they played. So as soon as 2 guys with guitars sit together, the very first song they have to play is Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. Every fucking time. I'm not joking. I am not. I kid you not.
Yeah, because they knew it like rope. Exactly. What about when Sid Barrett was still alive, like the See Emily Play, and you remember those songs?
Yeah, my
Emily play.
My favorite song by the Sid Barrett era Pink Floyd, without any doubt, is Arnold Lane, about the guy that steals underpants.
Yeah, great song.
Arnold Lane had a strange hobby, collecting clothes, moonshine, washing line. That's a great song.
Maybe we go out with Arnold Lane tonight.
Yeah, maybe. The one I'm going to play, I'll send to Jolo later when you fall over or go off to the shop.
I've only had a beer. I could walk. I could walk down to the village while I'm talking online to you.
If you switch off Wi-Fi and talk on, you definitely could do that.
Mm.
I do. I often speak to you when I'm in the bottle shop getting many times I've spoken to you while I'm walking up the road to buy beers. But I'm way luckier where I live. Literally, the bottle shop.
Your Wi-Fi is really cool because you've got 5G. No, 4G.
No, it's got nothing. I'm just using normal whatever, heating up my testicles as I speak, actually, because my phone's in my pocket. Making sure I can't have any more children. Not a bad thing. But I walk up to the bottle shop and often chatting to people on the phone, and I've done it with you many times, but my bottle shop is, I would say, 30 footsteps, 50, maybe at maximum 50 footsteps up the road from where I live. You've got to walk 10 minutes. I love where I live. Kundabung.
That's it, Kundabung. I love it too.
It's on.
I do love Port Macquarie. Port Macquarie is just a lovely place.
Yeah, it's a kind of a place. It's a kind of a place, and it's got the most evil history of abuse of convicts you've ever seen. It's a kind of a place. That's why I've got no time for it, and I don't even go there very often unless I'm working. I don't like it.
It's got a nice beach and,
It's got about 10 or 15 beautiful beaches. It's full of beach areas and coasts.
It's Australia, mate. It's Australia. Beaches are.
Same with you. And you've got Merriweather, which is one of the most exclusive little areas in Newcastle.
Lovely.
Not far from
there. That's where Andrew Johns lives and
Daniel
Johns. All the millionaires. Billionaires.
Daniel Johns, Andrew Johns.
Are they
related? No.
I'm not sure that they are. I know that he's got a he was the silver chair guy, that what you're talking about? Yeah.
My middle son, Edmund, he is
Norbert.
The one in between Norbert and Enid. The one in between Norbert and Enid.
That's hilarious.
He is absolutely obsessed with Daniel Johns and Silverchair and Kurt Cobain. Can you believe I've got him? I'm now sending him songs because I'm into doom metal, right, and heavy, heavy stuff. He's now really into that, which is no surprise, having his father rather. Mm-hmm. And I sent him today a band from Canada, which is what we call stoner doom rock, a band called Sons of Otis. And this is the difference between Generation X and Boom. So you've got Boomers, Generation X, Generation Y and Z. And then their lot, which is millennial. No, it's after millennial. I don't know what they call them.
In Canada, do they? They say Z. That's right.
Yeah. And this is the different, and I'm going to say this is the big story here. You use music as the difference in people. My father would never listen to stuff heavy, like Black Sabbath and Slick, heavy rock. But
what about Rush? Did you like Rush?
I do now, but I never heard them back in the day. I'm saying, I love stoner heavy metal to this day, right? And he was born when I was 38, say, right? He loves the same music.
We had 11, so that's 11. So there you go. 11 there.
Dave J. Bonus point.
Dave J. Yeah, I spoke to Dave J. And I said I'm 56, which is 11.
And you were
38.
I'm 61. So it's 7. So yeah.
You were 38 back when you were talking.
Yeah, but he's the same age as you, Rollo. So you're both 56.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
You're born 69. Both of you aboard.
He does all that bloody, what's it called? The AI music and whatnot. And
he does everything. Everything.
Yeah, the bong. When are we getting the next bongversation?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, good.
Tomorrow afternoon.
We'll look forward to it.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought David left us because I haven't seen him.
Well, he did, but I don't know if you remember. Problem. I said to him, all the conversations you have with Rollo, you don't remember any of it. It's just it goes into the ether. But you were having a big argument. You know, you weren't having an argument. Mm. You said, can you calm down and stop being nasty to whoever he was being nasty to?
Linda Curtis, was it?
No, it was Ab, I think, from the psychologist.
You said,
can you not argue on this platform? And he just went into his usual, you can't tell me what to do, da, 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 da. And I said, look, if possible, can you not jump up and down on the Rick and Rollo show, the balcony
site? I can't help myself.
He left, and I said, well, it's probably not a bad thing because it's like this arguing and jumping up and down and abusing people, this does not work. Especially the thing about Rick and Rollo show and what the original Fart podcast was designed to do was to allow that everyone can come on.
And do you know who I spoke to during the middle of the week? I spoke to Noise Level, the gold skimmer.
Fantastic.
I spoke to him for over an hour, not on air or anything like that. So, but he did express, you know, his love for you and, well, you know, g'day to you and his life's going well.
Well, fantastic. Well, he needs to turn up, but I felt like a real, I'm telling you, that car crash of the last Fart podcast that we did, which was to me a car crash or a train wreck of the biggest magnitude, because it just didn't work well. It went south. And then I left while we were having, because he was bringing up stuff and it was about the Jews. And at the moment, I don't know if you've been how au fait you are with what's going on in Australia, but this is what's going on in Australia. They're about to have a ruling commission into the Bondi shooting, and we already know about that one.
Yeah, Anthony
he was threatened. He got booed out of Bondi when he turned up there. I loved that. I thought it was fantastic. I almost turned committed to myself to Judaism just to see him getting booed and abused. I thought that is so good. Fuck him. He's such a cunt of a guy. And I say that with the deepest meaning. The guy is just a fucking wanker.
Freedom of speech. I mean, they want freedom of speech taken away.
And the Bondi thing is going to make that happen because what they're doing, and this is very interesting conversation here. I've got loads of friends on Facebook. I'm still on Facebook, right? And lots of my friends are these. What we call likable imbeciles. I'll just
Ray Hadley. Ray Hadley, yes.
They're all pro-vaccine and they did this. But they became militant pro-Palestine over what we saw in the media. Big time. Now, these people have suddenly realised they're now being as being possible terrorists for being pro-Palestinian because of what happened in Bondi. That's how big the psyops is.
The blue-haired women that are, you know, they're just
this is bigger than that, Rollo.
And some of them are quite pretty, and still I want to bit slap them. You remember Ray Hadley when he spoke? Well, when he dragged his wife down the street by the hair.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I'm not sure if that's true or not.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe. Very hard to believe. But anyway,
no, I think it was the St. George. It was the St. George guy or something.
That's right. Yeah, you're talking about the guy that spoke like that had a terrible lift.
Yes.
You know,
Gaznia.
Anyway, No, not Mark Gaznia. No, you're talking. No, we're talking about that lisping guy that was a mobile journalist on the Footy Show for a long time.
Okay.
And he had a hand died at 51 of a heart attack. Can you believe it?
Wow.
You know who I'm talking about? The guy that
got No, I don't.
The guy that used to do that. He was from the Footy Show, and he was a. He grabbed his girlfriend by the hair when he was, you know, a junior player. Not junior. He was a contracted player to Manly, but he bashed his girlfriend in front of everybody. And he was I forget his name. Anyway, he's dead now. He died of.
You want me to look it up? Let me look. 51. It up.
Yeah. The lisping mobile journalist for the Footy Show.
Okay. Dead.
Anyway, what's going down on Facebook is that all of a sudden people that were just pro-Palestinian have been lined up as being anti-Semitic all of a sudden, anti-Semitic and possible, you know, terrorists. And they're freaking out and they're going, you know, we can't even talk about Palestine anymore because of the Bondi shooting. This is the damage control that was going down because I said that I've never heard so much anti-Jew sentiment ever in my life on mainstream media and Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And because of that, the Bibi Netanyahu and his Zionist crew, et cetera, have come into damage control and they organised, the Bondi PSYOP, we'll call it the PSYOP, that's going to result that even Anthony Albanese has had to bend over literally and get it rammed up his clacker, that he has to hold a royal commission to anti-Semitism. Now, the reason why there was anti-Semitism or people who are against Israel was because the media in Australia actually published stories about Palestine for about 2 years, about the bombings and the children dying, et cetera, et cetera. And people naturally said, well, that's terrible. Children are dying, et cetera. You're bombing innocent people. And they've now been lined up as being anti-Semitic. And so right now in Australia, they're going to bring out all sorts of laws, directives rather, to stop you talking about Palestine. And people are freaking out over here. They are starting to go, hang on, I'm not
anti-Semitic. Yeah, they want you to get digital IDs or something.
It's all fitting into that. Yeah. So tell me, so I must ring him. So you spoke to him and he's still, did he say he wants to come and chat?
Noise level.
Skimmer. Yep.
Yeah. Look, he said no. He said no. Really? Susie said, she'd come and join us, but I spoke to him for over an hour, and you know, he's still got a great sense of humor. He cheered me up. He just doesn't want to be a part of Rick and Rollo at all, or just talking online. He just
don't blame him because.
Doesn't want to be a part of it. Yeah.
He's risking almost getting jailed for carrying on some of his commentary. And literally, that's what they're talking about. And in England, now I like Martha to comment on this. I'm hearing that in England, they're so being indoctrinated, censored, that if you bring up anything about immigrants, your internet just gets removed.
In England, they're going mental. You remember that album by name? Tom Dalbra.
Tom Dalbra. It's called, they're going mental. Yeah.
Yeah, because
you're listening to Rick and Roll
63.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
I can do it. I can do it and talk at the same time. We came out of the break.
Roland's going to walk around live on air as we're talking on the Be Told episode number 63.
Yeah, with my brand new phone. So I was looking up the Manly thing.
Roland, turn your Wi-Fi off because you need to go and use your own data when you're walking down the road because your Wi-Fi is going to cut out. So turn your Wi-Fi off.
That's right, because my bloody phones are fighting each other. I've got two phones now.
Yep.
They fight with each other. Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. I don't
the
Apple, use
Apple. Apple is the Nazi.
I don't use Apple.
For real. The Apple hates any linking with any other inferior device. But the Samsung, right? Oh, yeah, it's fucking unbelievable. But Samsung.
Right. Let me come in. Let me come into Discord with my other phone.
No.
Let me grab my other headset.
Just take the one you're talking on to the shop for a walk.
No. The one I'm talking on doesn't have a SIM card in it.
Oh.
So the second I get out of.
I will swap it over. Swap it over.
I can't swap it over because I'm not an expert at this fucking.
We'll just go and pick the other one.
My other phone. Yeah, I've got my other phone. Where is it? Here. We need to. Thank you, Claude.
Follow your arms. Thank you, every time you are near, that is why they want you to be executed. I'm going to sing some.
Thank you.
Fall out of the sky every time.
This will be interesting to see if this will be interesting to see if this works.
You are a useless eater.
It'll be interesting to see if this works. We'll do it live. Why not? We've only got two lizards and. I've got this thing here, right?
I do.
Now these are earbuds. These are earbuds. Do you use earbuds, Rick?
Yes, I do. I've got them in my ear right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna try them right now. I'm gonna put the earbuds. I'm gonna put the earbuds in, and because I don't like earbuds, I really don't like them.
I love them. Love them.
Oh, you do? Because they keep the noise out or whatever?
Yeah, I just like putting them in my ear. Why not?
I'm going to do this live on the air with you, Rick.
Why not?
And then I'm going to walk down into the village and get a packet of cigarettes.
And so you've got enough alcohol? Right,
yeah. Oh, I've got plenty of booze, mate. I went with Christy last night. I watched the movie last night. It was so boring.
Which one?
Yeah.
Right.
It was some Hollywood crap
shite
movie. It really was. It was shite. It was shite.
Who was in it? Give me a clue. Who was in it?
For fuck's sake.
He wants to be ahead of you. Why do bats fall out of the sky every time?
It had.
It's because all right. They want to be ahead of you like I do.
Shall I ring Christy and say, they're quite famous back in the day. I just want you to see if you can actually hear me before I start walking.
I'm hearing you.
No. I want to see if you start hearing me. Okay.
This is going to be
give me a second. Give me a second.
This is going to be
give me a second. Yeah.
Thy door.
Right. Okay.
Fall out of the sky every time you walk by. That's because they want to be ahead of you.
Really?
Why?
Give me a second. I'm going to leave Discord, and I'm going to come back on the other phone.
Okay.
You right?
Roro, this is Clash Folk, formerly of the Fair Economic Forum, and I'll keep talking. That is why we want to be IW. Roro, did you know how many useless eaters are on the planet? Have I ever told you this? I think there's 6 billion PILLIRN on the planet, and that is too many. We want to have 500,000. 500,000. Says Roro is gone. Obviously, he's not going to be back because I don't think he has the technology brains to use a cat food dispenser, let alone a mobile phone. Anyway, Rick, this is Rick here on the Rick and Roro Show, episode number 63. Can you believe it? But I'm going to say this, if anyone out there, and there's at the moment we've got my cat, Rollo's dog, 4 lizards, Susie, whatever. She likes the same kind of dogs, though, so she's can be in that same list. Very few people listen to the Rick and Roller Show, and I'm going to suggest that it's the 10 or 11 people that listen to the show are absolutely fantastic. Why wouldn't you listen to the show? You're going to hear stuff you've never, ever, ever, ever heard before.
Rick.
Yes?
Rick, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Are you walking?
No, I just got the new phone with the earbuds in.
Excellent. Well, I can hear you, so you're talking, and you're live on air on the Conrollo 63.
All right.
Are you going to walk to the shops?
Am I coming through clearly?
Absolutely. Just make sure, though, Rollo, switch off the Wi-Fi, so just use your mobile data, because your Wi-Fi will cut out when you leave to walk up the road.
No, I'm on 4G. 4G. This is a 4G phone. It's not a 5G phone.
Yeah, so. I wish I had one of them. I've been heating up my testicles all for the last 2 hours.
All right, I'll put
Rollo's adventure on the way to the bottle shop to buy some cigarettes or wherever he's going.
Oh shit! You're not coming through my earbuds.
Well, I can hear you. You're actually coming through the microphone, so it should be working.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just try and sort this out.
That is why we want to be proud of you.
Yeah.
No, it's all. Oh, he's gone. There we go. We're back still on the Rick and Roller. We're on the truthmeets.com TMC studio. Here he's back again. Rollo, you're going green.
Green. Okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah, but it's not coming through my speakers. That's the problem.
Oh. What do you mean your speakers? You mean your
earbuds. My earbuds.
Well, if you just heard me say that. Oh,
I see what. I think I found the problem. Do it again. Take two.
Yeah,
this is Rick. Rick.
All right. Start walking towards the bottle shop.
Yeah, let's go and get some ciggies.
Go and buy some ciggies. This is live on radio. I'm going to buy some ciggies on January the...
You know what the problem was? The problem was it was just a connection. It was a connection to the thing to my new phone. That's all it was. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Do you know how much this new phone cost me? It only cost me $300.
$300.
And my power bill cost me nothing the other day, so pissed you off a little bit.
It did piss me off, but how about you send a $600 donation to the truthmeets.com?
How about you come and join us at Bilderberger at Lithgow. Because you blokes coming to my place was just the best night of my life. You asked me, you said, what was the... No, it was John Le Bon. He asked me, what was the best night of your life? All right, meeting John Laws was a lot of fun. No, seriously, it was.
Are you walking with you putting your feet in front of each other?
I am.
Excellent.
I am.
Now, me and you actually drove from your place to the
where you're heading, and it took us, it was about a minute down the road or so. It's quite close.
It is. It's no. I just want to check. I locked the place up because I
don't worry about the.
I don't want to lose. Rosie.
No yeah. one's going to steal Rolly. I promise you, no one is going to steal that dog. She's too old.
Yeah, well, she's too old, but and she's got no uterus. She's been hysterectomized.
Her vulva's been removed.
Yeah.
Do you remember that funny episode of Seinfeld when they're trying to remember the name of the girls? She said, I remember. My name rhymes with Mulva. And George goes, Mulva? That's safe. I nearly fell over that night.
Jason Alexander. Yeah, it was like, it was one of the funniest shows.
Did you know that Julia Louise Dreyfus is actually related to Louis Dreyfus, the giant, like a bill. I think she might even be a billionaire if her father dies or whatever already.
Okay.
She's from this really, and that goes back to the French Revolution with the Dreyfus affair. Or whatever. Okay. She's related to that. And they were a giant, shipping, you know, old money shipping. Is there anyone that's not related to someone rich on TV these days? No. I'd say no.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I can't help you there, mate.
How many steps have you? Oh, I've got a baby huntsman spider. So cute. They are the cutest.
Yeah, we've got two lizards and what?
And a baby huntsman.
Listening to us?
12 people.
I'm definitely going for a walk.
Four lizards. Or you just keep
walking. Do you hear the door open there? Here we go. Let's lock the door.
I'm listening to my frogs because I just went and filled up the frog.
I'm still glad you've got your bloody cat, man.
You haven't heard the latest story because I did it on the
bedroll.
She brought another baby, the same baby brown that I threw out the last time I caught one in the house.
Mm.
And it was in the hallway. And my son said, Dad, I think it's just a big worm. And I went, no, it's not. It was this not tiny, like it was about 10 inches long, if you consider that tiny, and most women wouldn't. And it was skinny as anything, but its fangs aren't big enough to get through her fur, so it couldn't kill her, because it would have.
Wow. Apparently, that's kind of a little baby brown.
Well, I had another one on Monday night. And I just swept into the rubbish bin. I did the same thing. I walked out into my backyard.
Yeah, you didn't kill it. No. You didn't kill it.
But I should have. Apparently, I've been told by so many people, if you see him, just kill him. But honestly, I thought it was too cute to kill. That's what I said to him.
Rick, you're going to make me cry. You're going to make me cry again, you know?
Really? Yeah. About a brown snake?
Don't kill anything if you don't have to. I mean, I trod on a cockroach the other day, and I felt guilty about it.
That's true.
I swatted a mozzie.
Yeah, no, kill him. Well, apparently, the baby brown will kill a dog or a cat and put you in hospital. And this is a fucking baby, like.
Mm-hmm.
The cutest little thing. It reared up and it had its head waving up and down. I stuck the rubbish bin on the ground, got a broom, swept it into the rubbish bin, took it down my backyard and threw it out and just let it go.
Wow.
But apparently I should have killed it because the third time, if it got its fangs in her nose, which is the only area that she's got no fur on, she'd be dead.
Yeah, they're quite venomous, aren't they? They're quite venomous.
They're the most venomous snake in Australia. Up there, eastern brown. And when you watch them rear up as little tiny ones, you can only imagine what it's like running into a two or three foot long one because they can't see very far, so they rear up and just look for whoever the danger. And, you know, they would probably kill you if you were sick. If you weren't a well person, you'd be dead. Yeah.
Like funnel webs and red.
Yeah, I've got them. I've got the funnel web, the red back. I've got the fucking paralysis tick.
It's the brown ones. Yeah, the brown snakes.
Red.
The bad. So we used to have, what was that python that was, because I used to, my next door neighbor, you know, that guy that you spoke about.
The tree python.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it was one of his pets. It's one of his pets that got away. Do you remember the guy that used to do the body alterations and that? And we talked about it a few weeks.
He let one go in that area, and I'm out there gardening. Did you tell me about that beforehand? No.
No, I didn't.
Now, how far do you have to walk? Are you going to the bottle shop or the...
Yeah. I'm halfway there now.
Do they sell cheap cigarettes there?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
What?
I'll put the guy on when I get there. I'm just walking uphill. Now, can you hear my heavy breathing? My heavy breathing because I'm so unfit.
Just tell him you've got the head of the world, former head of the World Economic Forum on the line. And I'll speak to him. And I'm sorry, I'll get Klaus to come in.
That'd be hilarious. Oh, man. I am so unfucking fit. I want to dive in that beautiful ocean at Port Macquarie.
It's fucking freezing. No, I had a really nice swim. I prefer it to be cool because when it's so hot, like it's actually cooling down here now. It's really nice. Apparently tomorrow is going to be really pleasant.
Oh, really good. Yeah. It really was. It was 38 here today. And when I checked at 1 o'clock this afternoon, I'm sorry to talk about the weather and bore out all our dogs and cats. Yeah, it was 31 there on Port.
Yeah, no, that's Port, but Rollo. that's because they're on the coast and I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm at least 5 degrees.
I know you're inland. I know exactly.
Yeah, we don't shut up. Just shut up about everything.
Caljuba. What's the name of it?
Cundabung.
Cundabung
Creek. I'm telling you, and there's a big fire there today. Apparently.
I don't blame it. You know, with the heat and the fucking wind today.
Well, apparently we're Frankers. Frank, I'd be interested to hear what Frank the Salt Guy says about. What's going down up his way, because it's not nice. And honestly, the difference between Victoria and the wedding, Sydney.
Yeah.
Honestly, I flew there in March last year to go and visit Norbert. Norbert?
That's right.
Yeah, Norbert.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, as the plane took off, we went over this beautiful green. From the Sydney airport to the flying over everything. It was all beautiful green. Soon as we got to the border of Victoria, it just went brown and there was fires going off left, right and centre. Yeah. They had no rain. They were getting absolutely starved of rain. And I'm telling you now, weather manipulation. They can control the weather of borders just by dumping shit over the top of the stratosphere. Or the lower stratosphere. Right?
Fucking Dan Andrews. I mean, remember him? He was the biggest piece of shit that ever happened to bloody turn Victoria into a police state.
Victoria into a police state. And that imbecile.
But all the premiers did, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Remember? Mm-hmm. So Gladys Berejiklian in New South Wales at the time.
Remember what she said? She goes,
go for it.
She said, we're going into a dark winter. And I went, you fucking mouthpiece for the elites. As soon as you hear the word dark winter, that was the code. That was part of what they were told. It was a script. They had to say, you're going into a dark winter. And that was 2021, 2022, 2023. We went to tyranny, absolute tyranny. And California, Canada. I reckon the whole of Canada, I don't know about Quebec, because I always consider that slightly separate, because it's more French. And the French are not to be fucked with, guaranteed. You're listening to
Rick and Rollo, 63. No matter what
your age, you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
in the art of conversation.
You've spoiled the surprise for this. And you're listening to Rick and Rollo Show, episode number 63 on the 10th of January, 2026.
Guess where I am, Rick? Guess where I am, Rick? No, I'm not. I'm actually over. I'm standing on the bridge on the Cardiff train station.
Oh, another one. Another one.
Yeah.
Another one. And it's, you can lovely. Look out straight into the shopping centre.
That's it. I'm so bloody happy about where I've been given to live.
You might have to pay $60 for a packet of ciggies if you
get a chance. No, $10.
Okay.
We'll $10 see about pack. That. Well, okay. I'll be talking to the guy in about 5 minutes.
Fantastic.
It's only because I'm so old.
This is fantastic live radio. This is live radio.
Yeah, man.
Rick and Rollo. 11
listeners. I didn't think my new phone would work so well, and you'd be able to hear.
You're in Cardiff, so you know it's fairly big, giant towers. And I'm going to suggest to you those towers.
I'm walking down the village with a pair of budgie smugglers and nothing else. See if I get arrested.
It'll just take it out and wave it about and say that you want to.
At least I got my wallet this time, Rick, you know?
Yeah, what an idiot. What kind of idiot goes shopping without a wallet? What a fuckwit. Yeah. We've all done it.
Yeah. Exactly. Is my credit good here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, what was that movie with Jack Nicholson?
Shining.
The movie that I watched on Christmas Eve, Lloyd
the Barman is my favorite.
Yeah. Character. Your credit is always good because you've always been the caretaker.
You've always been here. Yeah.
And you've always been the caretaker.
I love the way he said, I had to correct them. They got.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that?
They had to be corrected. That
frightening.
Oh, it was nasty.
Ooh.
He reminds me so much of Peter, the what's his name? Australian. That's creepy as fuck looking. The guy that was our treasurer for years, Peter, with old.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're thinking of. Malcolm something. Was he the one that fucked dogs?
No, that was the other one that you took. That was the one that
the prostitute told me about. Yeah,
no, it was a different one.
Who was the creepiest
treasurer? No, it was the guy that was the treasurer for many years under the John Howard Liberal government. Peter.
Okay.
You have to look it up.
I'm on the move, so I can't help you.
I-J-K-L.
Peter Sutton. When I get into this place.
Yes, right.
I won't tell him we're on air.
No, Ron.
Because he's a cool guy. He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I get back home, I'll look it up for you. Why don't you look it up? You got a phone.
I'll pull it out of my pocket I'm microwaving my testicles at the moment with it, and why not? Peter, I'm trying to remember. I don't want to use AI or so. Peter, A, no, B, no, C, D, no, E, F, Peter, no, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Peter, G, possibly G, H, I, not sure, J, Peter, J, K L. I have to Google it. Sorry, my brain's not working anymore. Treasurer under John Howard. There you go. using my phone. Under John Howard. What a cunt of a prime minister. Howard. Here we go. Boom. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Boom. Howard government. No. John Howard, 77 Treasurers. No. That's Peter A, B, C. Peter. Scary looking. And he looks exactly like the barman off The Shining. I'm going to keep finding. Peter. No, no. Mark Vail. Peter Costello. Peter Costello, PC. So it was PC. That guy was the scariest, weirdest looking treasurer and apparently the best. And that just shows you how useless Australia is. Peter Costello was the treasurer while we were in, under the Howard government from 95 or so or thereabouts. He looks like Lloyd the barman from The Shining. And I remarked on that many times before I became a what you would call a diagnosed fakeologist. Peter Costello, creepy as fuck. This is what I. That's my view. Who's to know? Now the cool breezes are coming through, and it's beautiful at the moment. All the heat's gone. Rollo lost his phone or. Gone into the bottle shop or the illegal tobacconist to buy his illegal tobacco, illegal cigarettes. He's muted, which is probably a good thing. Never, ever argue or never complain about Rollo being muted. It's usually for a good reason. And he's in this case, he's done it to himself. Rollo has been muted for some time going into the illegal bottle shop in... a bottle shop in to buy tobacco, be I told. Live on air, the Rick and Roller Show, for now.
Hey, Rick.
There you go. Fakeologist, how are you, Mr. Fakeologist?
Hey, guys. Am I still muted?
No, you're unmuted.
All right. G'day, Ab. G'day. I'm just going to go and get some cigarettes. So I'll go on mute.
Go on mute, and I'll talk to Ab.
Baby,
how's Canada going, Ab? Freezing cold, no doubt.
Well, I actually went above freezing for the first time in a long time. So it's balmy. It's 2+2.
Fantastic.
Where I live. So there's no snow. Go ahead.
We're at 38 today.
Oh, my God.
But to me, that's not uncomfortable enough. But it was really hot, and I had no desire to go to the gym, I'll just say that, which I normally would have done.
So you're getting the heat wave that we talked about last week?
Yeah.
So it is happened. There.
It's happening. But it's
and
not
it's over
bad.
All of Australia?
No. Queensland's actually got a tropical low, and they've got what you call flooding. We've got the possibility, if it got worse, it would have been fires. Frank the Salt Guy is, they've lost towns, et cetera, getting burnt to the ground because it's 40-something degrees and they've got massive fires and high winds. So it's not looking good for them. I don't know about Geelong, but it is definitely happening.
It's not long for Geelong?
Not long for Geelong. I don't know about Geelong. It's definitely – sorry, there's lots of noise on the Rick and Rollo show tonight.
Go ahead. That's all right.
Yeah, you know, Rollo's been, he ran out of ciggies, so he had to go for a walk. So we're doing a live Rollo on the air, walking to the local
bottle shop or wherever he buys his thingies from.
And where I am, that's cool. We've got cool breeze. It's beautiful. There's no fires. But I do believe Victoria is going through all sorts of nightmares. And Queensland's got the opposite. They've got floods possible. It's incredible. But that's Australia for you. Australia is the Canada of the
heat extreme.
Well, it's either too cold or it's either too wet or it's too hot. That's Australia, and that's the way it is. Canada is this too cold period, as far as I cannot work out why anyone would want to live in that country when you don't get to go to the beach at least 6 months of the year,
we do. That's true. Yeah, the beach is not in our vocabulary.
Well, it was every now and then for you, but not as much as it should be.
Well, periods of time.
How is the fakeologist.com going? Is Lynn Ertel still? I haven't been around I was back on last Sunday for at least 2 hours. Goodness gracious me.
Yeah, battling away. You were there, yeah. We had Mr. E Thursday. He's one of my favorites, Mr. E. He's done some great videos on Minnesota. Well, he's talking about Minnesota because that's where he's from.
Oh, really?
But he hasn't been there for 10 years, though. That's the last time he went back. His mother still lives there.
Minnesota is the Somalian childcare centers being empty.
Now they created an ICE PSYOP. Two or 3 days ago, where they said they shot someone, and
I said that's Rollo Sonata. I said it sounds to me that this woman is 100%. And the whole, look, to be honest, all you need to do to arrange a PSYOP is have a whole lot of people filming a opera. What do you call it? An incident. A drill. Exactly, and you got a car going towards one car. And you just have one guy firing a few blanks into the window, and then you show some footage or stock footage of blood all over a car floor or whatever. Yeah. I'm telling you, Ab, the anger that's causing over here is through the roof. There are so many people upset about.
In Australia, it's causing anger?
Because it's on the news over here, nonstop. Nonstop.
Why would an Australian be upset about that? Makes you wonder.
Because they hate cops as much as anyone else. And when you see, military training, because we were talking about that just a bit earlier. When you see what happened in COVID, we had military being used to push you into hotels and stop you going into your businesses, et cetera, as Canada went through, 100%.
Yeah.
It causes a massive thing. And when you see this, the anti-Trump sentiment over here is massive. It's huge. But as I was trying to explain to Rollo earlier, what's happening now after the Bondi incident is that they're having huge inquiries into anti-Semitism. And all of a sudden, all these people that were very angry about what happened in Palestine, this is, I'm talking about normal people, they've been basically told that you're possibly a terrorist if you're angry about Palestine. And there's all of a sudden, there's so many people upset and angry about how they're being perceived by the media as being anti-Semitic just because they were anti-Palestine. Yeah. So it's very interesting what's going on, I'll just say that. Very interesting. I just tell people, and they go, and there's a lot of people, again, people are waking up about what happened because our media, and I've been on about this for the last year, all our media did was show you atrocities in Palestine on one page.
Yeah.
That's page, say, you open the paper up and go to page one or two, rather. On page three, you had how dare this anti-Semitism, this evil anti-Semitism, etc. on page three. So what it was doing is splitting you down the middle and gaslighting you that you were upset about what's going on page two. But page three was telling you that if you are upset, you actually are anti-Semitic and that you were a hate speech person. So this is going off left, right, and center over here. So I don't know how to explain it, but there's very interesting things going on at the moment. Et cetera. Et cetera. So I'll actually
Rick, tonight. Just give me, I'll listen to you. I got a mute.
All good, man. All good. And I'll keep talking as I'm qualified to do. One of the greatest talkers ever. Registered conspiracy theorist of 42, maybe 43 years this year. And before, and you know, UFOs for 10 years before that. Rick and Rollo show episode number 63 on the, 10th of January, 2026. And we're just waiting for Rollo to come back. He's obviously discussing his purchase with the shop owner in, the Cardiff, which is not Cardiff in Wales. It's Cardiff in, where Rollo lives. Newcastle also stole the name of Newcastle from England. I'll note that, where you couldn't, Newcastle was a famous port area in England. It's a very, very area in Australia. It was, rather. It still is, but it's getting phased out, be told. Actually, I might mute as well. Wait till Rollo to come back.
Hey, Rick.
Rollo. Is that you?
Yeah, I am.
Have
I
got
just got 5 packs. Yeah, I got five packs.
That's enough. That'll last you till midnight.
That'll last me a little while.
That's 100.
Do you know how much I'm sweating? Do you know how much I'm sweating?
Yeah, no, it's, but hey, but
oh honestly, my Rollo, God, it's
beautiful. Honestly, I'm outside here, and it's beautiful. Yeah. But there's lots of.
I was just listening to you and Ab having a chat. That was entertaining as all hell.
You think?
Look, yeah. Yeah. Well, just tell them the truth. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh yeah, about the
I could go into the pub now. Do you want me to go into the pub?
No.
No, you've got to walk back home. Yeah, I'll walk back home. I've got so many beers. I've got so many beers at home.
Did Christy take you to the bottle shop to buy some?
Yeah, last night we went and watched that movie. I forget what it was, but I'll
tell me that you've got to remember the name of the movie. Who was in it? Give me a clue.
Fuck me.
Okay, no. What was it about?
It had someone famous in it. It was boring. It was boring.
What was it about?
It was about World War II. Oh. For fuck's sake, it had. Again, I'm walking uphill, so can you hear my labored breath?
No.
Yeah.
You sound fine.
Well, I'm sweating like a big black Alsatian, I'm telling you. I'm glad you can still
really
hear me, though.
That's really strange to align Alsatians and sweating. I've never thought of a German Shepherd as a sweater.
Well, the sweat pouring off my brow right now is getting into my eyes, and actually can see a little bit. You know?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you, though, Rollo. Whenever I drive into Raymond Terrace to get diesel, I jump out of the car often. I'll go, the van, rather. I'll go, fuck, it's hot here. It seems to be way hotter in that particular area. But if you're living at near the beach or near the coastline or in your old house at the tree house,
yeah,
it's definitely not as hot where you were at your previous abode.
Oh, yeah, up in New Lantern. When I was New in Lantern. New Lantern, you know, when I said the N-word to my curry munchie.
I love New Lantern. I reckon New Lantern is my favourite suburb.
It was lovely, wasn't it? Yeah, absolutely. But the curry munching neighbour just had, Rick and Roller 63. Rick and Roller 63.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
And you're listening to the wonderful Truthmeets.com.
on Slack. And Otto, sure, and Otto is, Roro, I need to ask you a question, Roro.
Yeah,
why don't you have a slave to take you to go buy your cigarette?
My 5 packs of cigarettes. Right. Sorry, Klaus. I'd rather do it myself.
I think that you need to get a slave. S-L-A-F-F-E.
Well, don't you want us to become slaves, Klaus?
Yes, I do. No, sorry. Yes. No, maybe I do.
You want us
maybe
to own nothing and be happy, remember?
Be happy. Roro, and I want you to... But I like the cigarette thing because apparently what does it do? It kills people. But actually, Roro, can I tell you a secret? C-S-E-E-G-L-A-T.
Yeah.
The cigarettes are good for you, Roro.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick, I think they are.
They make me happy. They make me happy. They're $10 a pack in here now. They're $10 a pack.
So you got 5 packets for $50. That's fantastic. I did. Sorry, Klaus, the cut in.
Yeah, that's right, Klaus. Fuck off.
That is fine.
That's so good.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Klaus.
Yeah, that's fantastic. $10 a packet, and they taste beautiful, too.
Manchester's?
Yeah. They really do taste beautiful, you know, when you're smoking. When you pull back,
I'm telling you, it's like, what else have you got to look forward to in life? Is to have a beer and a cig.
Well, cocaine. I like
in
cocaine.
That, a beer, okay. Beer, yep. Cocaine, yeah. And a ciggy.
Well, you know, women back in the day, but not anymore.
And a naked woman draping herself all over you.
Yeah. Remember the AI thing that I spoke to John LeBon about? He thought it was real. I think he had too many to have a drink.
Oh, I think he probably did.
Yeah.
No, but there's nothing wrong
with it. There were no women there that night. We just had a lovely barbecue. And
can I just again reiterate, because I haven't eaten anything for a little bit, but that burger that Joel made us was the best burger I've ever had.
Hey, oh, the sauce. Because I didn't eat the burger because I'm a vegan. I'm a vegan.
You fucking poof. Anyway, yeah. forget about that. Can I just tell you about what an experience? Last Sunday or Monday,
mm-hmm.
or it might have been Tuesday. It was Tuesday.
Okay.
I went to the gym.
Yeah.
And my son said, "Dad, what are we going to have for dinner?" And I said, "I'll get a burger from the... great burger bar." Oh, sorry, my cat's just come inside. No snake in the mouth, which is fantastic.
Hey, pussy!
Yeah, my pussy's wet and dripping at the moment.
Thank you, Mrs. Slocum. Keep going on about the burger.
Yeah, so anyway, so I went in there. It might have been last Sunday. I can't remember. Anyway, so I ordered a hamburger, and my son said, "No, can I get the double patty?" Which meant there's two patties on the burger.
Oh, fair enough.
And I got a small chips. And the guy said, "That's $31. And I went,
"Oh, my God.
$31? $31. And he goes, "Oh, so the boss has put the prices up." And I said, "Can you tell your boss, who's actually a friend of mine, that I'll never be back in this fucking establishment ever again?"
How many chips were in your packet? Do you have enough?
It was a small... slide of chips. So you had that chip thing
I know what he's doing.
It was like a small amount of chips, a double patty, basically.
I remember getting an extra large. Sorry to talk over there, Rick. Yeah. I remember getting an extra large when I was a kiddie, when I used to eat at McDonald's.
And you couldn't eat
basically a small packet of chips. It was like there was nothing in there. And I walked back in.
I did
the Karen thing. You know, the Karen thing where I went,
"What the fuck?
This fucking thing's empty."
Yeah, no, I said the same thing. No, honestly, this is I will not go to McDonald's. I'm telling you, I went to a gourmet burger bar. When I say gourmet, it's just a...
I thought it was Macca's, sorry.
Fuck Macca's.
Keep going. Keep going.
They put their prices up because they knew there's tourists in town for a month.
Mm-hmm.
$10 a burger. And I went... Wow. I said, "You tell your boss I won't be back ever again in here if he's going to fuck us up like that." And I went,
you're
anyway,
Karen.
I'm Karen 100%. Anyway, yesterday I went into a cafe in Roselle, which is next to Balmain. In Sydney. And I said, can I get I've got a double shot, a piccolo coffee. And as I was making it, I was looking through their menu and I looked at their menu and they had gourmet burger made with potato bread, which is, I don't know about if you know about potato bread, but it's so much nicer than normal bread.
Okay.
With halloumi, chicken, beetroot, all the stuff, and chips for $20. Mm. And their rent in this cafe would be $2,000 a week. The rent that this guy, another Kiwi, is paying, we're in a small town near me, would be about $500 at maximum a week for his rent for the whole cafe.
Wow.
He's charging $10 to $15 more for a hamburger. And I just went, you've got to be fucking kidding. You cannot rip off customers like that. And so I put a review on Facebook and I said,
they'll just leave.
I said, you're ripping.
That's crazy, Rick.
That what they do, what they think is that people in Sydney, people up where I live, think that, oh, in Sydney, they pay so much money. But guess what? When you're actually in the city, if you're not competitive and charging low rates, you're going to get no one go there. So the same burger in Sydney would have been not half the price, but almost half the price for what we got. This is what's going on. People are paying, and sorry, I'm just being lectured. I've been pointed at. It's happening that people think that we'll pay more money in this town because it's tourist season. And yes, it is tourist season, and the tourists are coming up here.
It's the 10th of January, 10th of January, 2026. Yeah, it's tourist season. Yeah, you're damn right. It is.
But $31.
Let me thank.
Yeah, why not?
For the John Laws input that he gave us, you know, the tribute we did.
I didn't do much. John Laws. I didn't do very much, but thank you.
Yes, you did. You cheered me up. You cheered me up. No end.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm here to serve.
Yeah.
As Frank would say.
Yep.
I'm here to serve.
Absolutely.
I'm here to serve my old Rolls Royce Radio.
Have you done
How's my audio on my new phone? This is my new phone. Yeah?
Yes, it sounds awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
It's all good. What'd you buy?
It's a Galaxy 4G Samsung.
That's what I should have. I've got a Galaxy 5G.
I know, but what's the model number? They're all Galaxies.
I'm not.
Oh, Rollo, you just disappeared. Up. Rollo, where are you?
Fell down a sewer.
Oh, no, I think he probably because he is walking around with a smartphone. So he could have gone through a black spot. Are we allowed to say that?
It's a dumb guy walking with a smartphone.
dumb got a smartphone. Yeah. No, he's
actually in high level, considering I spoke to him this morning about 11 o'clock. And he was
high level functioning wasted. Drunk.
He was wasted. No, I think he's drinking beer though tonight, like me. And again, it's been 38 degrees. But it's actually beautiful outside. When I got home last night after another 2 days in the winter in Sydney, I got out of my van and I just look up in the sky and I cannot believe the view that we get where I live. It's just the Milky Way stretches from the front of my house over the top to the back of my house. It's just stars everywhere. Tonight's going to be the same. It's just absolutely beautiful, clear skies at the moment. No bushfires, obviously. If there was bushfires, we wouldn't be able to see the stars.
Take a picture. I wouldn't mind seeing.
I don't. That's the one thing about the smartphones. And I've got a 5G phone. It will not come out. Well, not like if you've got a camera, proper camera. Because I just look at the stuff on Facebook of people taking photos of the stars, and it's just phenomenal if you've got a camera. But the smartphone does not pick up what I'm looking at the moment. It's just beautiful. Which, to me, it's saying there's no bushfires anywhere because I can see every star popping out left, front, and center. Rollo, you're back. Oh, you know, Rollo's got, what he's got to do is go and switch on his, switch off his new phone and put on his old phone. And he's got two phones arguing with each other, which is what happens if you've got two phones both trying to share the same Bluetooth link.
That does happen.
Yeah, it does happen. So we won't hear from Rollo for a little bit, I would say. I'll hazard a guess.
How's things with you?
Look, I had the greatest Christmas ever. Everything, you know how you've got, well, as a worker, you understand this, you've got a lot of itineraries to fill. Everything ended up perfect. I got jobs finished when I needed them to be finished. I got home a week before, that was the week, was I got home on Thursday night before Christmas on the 19th, I think it was, 18th, 19th. I had a quiet Christmas. I had my daughter's in New Zealand. My two sons were here. My sister and her daughter came and stayed. Had left on Christmas Eve. I had this really nice, quiet Christmas that I didn't have to cook. I didn't have to clean. It was just fantastic. The weather was perfect. I would put up one of the greatest Christmases I've ever had, Ab. I don't know about, how was your one in Canada?
I had a couple of days off, thanks. That's pretty much our Christmas for me anyway. A couple of days in a row plus New Year's. So that was pretty good. I actually had another extra day in there because the business is so slow that I guess everything, that customer shut down. So I'm not that busy, but did some trading because the markets are open on one of the days. So fun doing that.
Have you thrown any money towards silver? Because I keep hearing about silver at the moment.
Yes. Well, you see, I trade options, and when something's in play like silver, the volatility is very high, so there's a lot of premium to harvest. Yes. So even if I don't care if it goes up or down, which I don't, there's so much volatility around it, you can make money selling options on it. So, yeah, the silver, I do have some silver plays. I don't actually own any silver, but anything with volatility like silver and gold right now, because anytime something shoots way up fast or way down fast, the premiums for options, which I sell, go way up. So it just makes it more, yeah.
I'll just inform you here. I work for a number of very wealthy people. When I say, okay. I'm not talking about Rockefeller, I'm talking about this. And guys, their life is trading, and that's all they do is, State Street and BlackRock type people. And when you mention silver and gold, maybe not gold, but so the look they give you is like, they don't trade in that. The people that have got serious money seem to be, they do a little bit of, what's the word for it when you're talking about gold and silver? There's a different.
They're precious metals.
Precious metal. And he basically, I asked this guy yesterday on a job, and that's his job. He's a financial advisor. And he just said, I said, do you think I should buy silver? And he just looked at me and said, I don't do stock option of minerals or whatever. But what they do is. But they're doing other things, and that's his. He just came back from Africa because they are South Africans, and they've just been for 4 weeks. But he said he was working the whole time for his clients, doing stuff. There's something else that they seem to be these big time investors seem to be investing in, and it's not precious metals. It's something else. He wasn't even interested in the price of silver. It's gone up by. It hasn't doubled in 4 years, but it's gone up about 60%, I do believe. Quite a lot.
I think it might have been at least 60, yeah, for sure. I don't really track it. I know it's way up. Obviously,
it's interesting when you speak to people and that's their job, they give you this look like, you know, they obviously know I don't know what I'm talking about, but it's like.
Well, nobody, anyone that's in the business, if you ask them, should I invest, they responsibly should say, I don't know your situation, yeah, so I'm not going to give you advice. Yeah,
well, they do not, but these are old friends of like 20 years, and it's like, the way he was looking at me is like, I don't do that. That's not my business, you know, but yet I know that what he does is advise people what to invest in.
But the answer is easy. You should have a diversified portfolio. Gold and silver are part of it for sure. And copper. I bought into a copper fund. All it is a fund that tracks the price. Now, you know, commodities are very cyclical, and when they go down, they stay down. They could stay down for years. But
yeah,
I'm just trading in it a little bit to grab the volatility and not necessarily the price appreciation, because copper, all the minerals are highly volatile right now, so there's premium to be made. So I might buy 100 shares in a fund because I need 100 shares to do one option. I can't do any less. And just use that to harvest premium. I'm a premium seller, which is income. I don't care really if the price goes too far up.
Yeah.
There's actually a really good Australian guy that I follow. He's been trading options for 20 years. Very conservative.
What's his name?
His first name is Gavin. I think it's the same as Frank's. It's Gavin McMaster. You can look him up on YouTube. Very smart, way smarter than me, and he has a lot of interesting ideas. If you want, watch him.
Yeah.
But he talks about options. He doesn't talk about silver. He talks about options.
Honestly, to me, it's like it's so alien about this money thing, and I'm just not into it. But
yeah, I know, but it shouldn't be. You're smart. You're a smart guy. You can grasp it.
Property is still to me the greatest boom.
But that's just one thing.
Yeah.
And is property going to keep zooming? You see, everything is cyclical. Yeah, are we done with the property boom? You know, I just talked to my friend who's a Punjabi guy. So he's up to date on immigration because his community hates all the latest immigrants, which are all Punjabi. He was telling me that Canada just canceled 1 million work permits. That's a big number.
That's a lot of
money.
That's a big number.
And there's going to be more this year. So all of a sudden, all those people that are here on work permits, they can't stay anymore. Because you can be here in Canada on a work permit without citizenship. But once they cancel your work permit, you're gone.
Yeah, because I use this thing. They call you a student. You can come in as a student. And there's apparently all these dodgy. The same thing that's going on in Minneapolis with the Somali childcare centers is happening here with all these fake alleged universities that don't even exist. And somehow people, the Chinese and the Indians are coming over on student visas. Apparently these universities are going to, a lot of them don't exist. They're just, they exist as an entity.
They exist. It's just that the students don't show up.
Yeah.
They don't have to show up, or they just check in, and it is dodgy. There's no doubt, but you know, the government is not this all-powerful being that can just be there at every transaction to make sure it's valid. We live in a high-trust society, at least we used to, so if you did something, your word was gold.
Rick,
you're listening to
Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo 63.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And you're listening to Rick and Roll.
Okay, so,
go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's Rick and Rollo 63. Rick and Rollo, it's the 10th of, January 2022. Hey, we're blessed to have the fakeologist, Ab.
Away from him. Canada.
What are you?
Thank you.
Ab Canada. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, right. you were very nice to us. So how's my mic now? I'm back on the
it's
old mic.
Oh, it's awesome, Rolls Royce Arena right there.
You're back in line, man. All good. So that was a 20-minute.
So you were giving Ab was giving financial advice out there.
No, not really. No, we're just talking about. And I'm saying that when I ask clients that are my friends about what I should do, they just give me this look like. No, they shake their heads and like, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you're right. Bricks and mortar. Bricks and mortar is
Bricks and mortar. 100%.
Is the best thing to, but you know, my brother put all his money in Bitcoin and he lost had about 300, he had 300, 400 grand and now he's got about 70 grand.
I find it hard to believe. Bitcoin went up a whole lot since then. So he must have.
Maybe he's got some bag. I'm not into the stock market. I'd rather just
I don't understand.
Nah. If you don't understand it, you're not going to get ripped off. Yeah.
Well, when I was working in the film industry doing security, one of the guys I worked with was a guy from New Zealand. And he said, I said, what do you do for work? And he said, him and his girlfriend just do share trading online. I'm talking about 1998 here.
I'm talking way back.
But he was making money and living in a very expensive apartment in Sydney. And he just used his internet and share traded and he was making huge amounts of money. But I don't understand it. And when I ask people that I know that are in the game, they look at that. I'm just talking about the look they give me is like they don't want to give me any advice. They seem to think, maybe it's already happened to them. They've given someone advice and they lost all their money. They just almost say to stay. They don't say stay out of it, but they go, I don't do that or I don't understand rare minerals whatever. And I'm like, Roller, I just want one of them to say, put all your money into this stock and you're going to make a whole lot of money. It doesn't happen. They don't even want to tell you what they do.
I'll tell you what I do. I just got my, it's pathetic. It's, you know, my couple of hundred grand or whatever I've got is just in a savings
and loan type thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're getting fairly good interest at the moment.
Oh, yeah. 5.5% or something. Yeah. So, it's fairly good. You know, it's boring. It's a boring topic, but there you go. But, yeah, my God, the sweat pouring down my face right now. I am so unfit, Rick.
Yeah, but, Rollo,
you could punch the living shit out of me.
All you have to do is do what you did tonight every day, walk to the bottle shop and then pick up a packet of ciggies and come home. And there's your fitness regime for that.
Yeah, I got five packs, and my energy bill, electricity bill was zero. So that was the best thing.
Ab's a big solar fan. He'll.
But you were saying having those on your roof,
is not good for you.
Yep. Yeah, but my plants are growing great. On my balcony. The plants on my balcony. You know those two plants. They've got lilies coming up.
Hey, so interesting. You shared that stuff about Stranger Things on.
Stranger Things. Yeah, apparently there's a lot happening. The Duffer brothers.
Duffy brothers. Duffy. Yeah. So where did they come from, and who are they? The people that came up with that show.
I don't know, but I like Duffer Brothers.
Yeah, who are these people?
Yeah, well, they've come up with a show, and
it's awesome. Season one's awesome.
My all three of them.
Daughter went to the movie theater for the last one.
Really?
Wow.
Oh yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, pay money to go see it. My wife watched online. She said it was not good. The last one.
Yeah, also, Rollo.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, I've tried because I'm up to, I think I've got three seasons to go, two more on season three.
Don't waste your time, Rick. Don't waste your time. It's like the end of Game of Thrones or...
Game of Thrones, I don't think the complaints have been that bad about Game of Thrones.
Yes, they were.
Were they?
Yeah, the final season.
Norbert's in the room.
Hey, Norbert. G'day, Norbert. I'm glad you can hear me, mate. Yeah. Come on in.
Well, he can't. I'll take my phone out. And
Put Norbert on the line.
Norbert.
Yeah. Hey, Norbert. G'day, buddy.
Hang on one sec, while I'm going to press the microphone.
All right.
So I was muted. How do I press the microphone on?
Is this the one that's going to produce my Galaxy Quest 2?
Galaxy Quest
2.
Why can't we?
That's right. Is it this one? Wait, hold on. I don't know.
That sounds pretty good. I can hear it pretty clearly. Yeah, I can hear it.
Are you your youngest or your oldest, Rick?
Youngest.
Hey, while we're speaking to you, one of his very good friends actually came on to Fakeologist when he was only 18. Was he 18?
Who?
Jake, who was good, the truck driver, yeah. He wants to, but his.
I think he's banned or something.
No, they kicked him off because they found out he was too young. Norbert, that's the name we're calling him tonight. His best friend is obsessed with becoming a truck driver in America, even though he was going to. And he's.
Is he watching these guys on YouTube? Is that why?
I don't know.
He's been kidding out his van to be basically like a truck. Like it's got a ham radio in it and he talks to truck drivers when he's driving and he just loves driving. And he also loves America. And he has like, I think maybe 5,000 hours in, he has like 5,000 hours in American Truck Simulator on his computer.
Oh, there's such a thing, huh? Is that is that online or is that?
I think it's just a single player thing. It's like the simulation thing.
I think
it stems from that, and it's just like he just really likes America, I guess.
He wants to become a truck driver in America, and I was like, is it going to be a viable
job? Speak English?
You really don't want to be a director? Like a director
does
would
he speak
be
English, no, though,
you
Rick?
Make more money.
For Norbert,
this is my friend.
If he speaks English, he'll be able to get in because they're kicking out all the ones that can't speak English.
Really?
That's a huge thing. And California won't do it because it'll wipe out their whole industry because they're all Mexican or Spanish speaking. So, this is all federal versus state rights and federal versus state all the time. The same thing in Minnesota. It's all the feds against the states. It's really a bigger picture than just the minor than the ice. The states want the immigrants and the feds don't. Or they want them legal.
But our media today in the shaking my head Sydney Morning said, as soon as they're reporting on this ICE incident in Minnesota, they're going, America is now divided into two groups. And I went, that's what they want.
It's always been divided into two, though.
Yes.
Nothing new. It's nothing new.
It's always been like that.
Well, they want it to be even.
But you know what? Canada and Australia are divided, but our sides are not as equal because we're mostly left. You would agree with Canada, that, right? Sure.
Yeah,
we are mostly left. As right-wingers or sort of family values guys, we're in the minority, sorry to say, because women run our culture. Women run our culture.
Blue hair.
They're our leaders. They're everything. And they are all, women are more communistic in general.
Yeah. I think so.
Norbert, have you got a ring through your middle of your nose? No. Have you got blue hair, Norbert?
His sister has.
Don't speak for Norbert. Let him speak.
She's got a pin in between her nose.
Thing, Rollo, no.
Oh, good man. I'm glad to hear that.
He's now 6 foot three, and I look like a midget next to him.
Norbert was down in Melbourne. You were down in Melbourne, right? You're the guy that's meeting with the Marxists, your dad is telling us?
Yeah. Meeting with Marxists.
You can't even get into like a normal class without some Marxist giving you a flyer telling us that we need to kill Trump now. Even though we're in Australia, I'm 19 years old and I'm in Melbourne.
Why do they care about Trump on campus?
It's just the world news.
Why?
I don't know.
What are your thoughts on Trump, Norbert? I want to know.
I think he's super entertaining, but I don't think he's a real person. Like, I don't think anyone should be following him, and I don't think anyone should be like taking.
What do you mean he's not a real person? Because now you're speaking our language. We like that. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I get that from Dad, I guess. I don't know. I just it seems like, but I find him entertaining. Like, he says a lot of funny things, but also he says so many ridiculous things that it's like, you're not in charge of the country, obviously. Like, come on. Like, but so many people, it's crazy that so many people.
So what about that Venezuela? It's like when Joe Biden was president. Norbert. What about that Venezuela thing where he went and kidnapped that
Trump didn't go down to Venezuela.
What do you think of that? Of course he did.
I'm not Venezuelan. I don't really have any.
Trump didn't go. He stayed in the White House or Mar-a-Lago.
All right. He got the military to go and kidnap him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that was a...
Rollo, would you like Trump to go get your camera back from Colombia?
I actually don't
Colombia?
Know enough about Venezuela, apart from the fact that it was corrupt. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
my thoughts.
Apparently, Rollo, would you like Trump to go get your camera back and extract it from Colombia?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, maybe. We want Donald Trump to go and invade Colombia to get Rollo's camera back. I think that's a,
I know.
Yeah.
A valid argument. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about a guy called Gaia who stole my camera.
And how much did he charge you to go and visit his house?
$10,000. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
Are you paid?
But you got good value, though. You liked it. You told us you got good value, Rollo.
I had a good time there, I must admit. I really
hey, Rollo, I've still got your
I don't think it was worth 10 grand though.
No, Rollo, it was not worth 10 grand. It was worth about 50.
But you had a tour. He gave you a personal tour. He said he undercharged you.
Yeah, but he's a liar. He's a liar. He's like,
where is he now? Look, are you in contact with him still?
I
can you get a hold of him?
I hope he's dead.
That's terrible.
Well, that's me.
That's awful.
That's me, because I don't like the guy because he ripped me off. He was.
Earlier you talked to noise level? That's exciting news.
He did. Yeah. I spoke to him for an hour. Now there's a guy I love. There's a guy I love. I really do.
Is he coming back?
No. Doesn't want
to. It's probably because he'd get arrested if he carries on like that on the media and stuff.
Yeah, well,
has anyone been arrested on that?
Apparently so. They keep telling us they have.
Well, in Australia?
I have.
I've been arrested.
Well, we don't know that. But that was because you were being rude.
Oh,
you know?
hate speech. Hate speech. I said the N-word.
A lot.
To a curry muncher.
Roll on.
He's a curry muncher.
He's a doctor.
I was very, very polite. I don't care about polite. I don't care if he's a doctor or something because I don't like them either. I said, don't wear a face mask in front of me. That's all I said. And
that's racist.
And we, well, it's
can we hear more about the Norbert's Melbourne thing? How do we get on your stuff so fast?
Yeah, he's here.
I want to hear more about the Marxist-Leninists, if I can drive the conversation about
it. I think it's an Australian-wide thing. It's called the Socialist Alternative, or maybe it is Socialist. It's got a weird name, but it's like the same group across like all of the universities in Australia, because I have friends at the University of Sydney that like have the exact same experience with the exact same like group, and it's just like that. I don't know, but
is it something you're interested in as a young person?
Marxism, or like what do you mean?
Yeah, the whole concept. the whole concept, whatever they call themselves.
I think there's good points in every ism, but I don't really care. It doesn't affect me. I like capitalism. Centrelink pays me a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
he's going to Japan next week.
Paid for by Sen.
Paid for
by the government.
The government's paying.
That's communism.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What does Norbert think about 9/11? Norbert, what do you think about 9/11? You think it was real?
By the time?
He's already heard my view.
He wasn't alive at the time.
Well, he has heard my views.
Like the number. Do you think the towers were brought down by controlled demolition, or do you think the planes... What happened to the Twin Towers?
He wasn't born.
I didn't even know something happened to the Twin Towers.
What?
There you go. Sorry. My bad. Sorry, Norbert. My bad.
They fell over.
Rollo, what do you think of the Bolshevik Revolution? Do you think that was real? That's the same question.
Yeah, that was before my time,
Ab.
So exactly.
You weren't around in the Bolshevik Revolution.
Well, Norbert wasn't even born till.
Yeah, I know, but I just didn't know.
I just found out.
It's just.
Well, we've seen.
It's okay,
that movie.
Norbert.
We've seen the movie.
Spider-Man. I saw them in the background. I just thought they were still.
Were they in the Spider-Man?
In the original.
Were they?
Do you remember in Spider-Man they actually took the Twin Towers out of the
They digitally took it out.
Yeah.
Or something of one of the scenes.
Hey, Rollo, this is good stuff. You're bringing up some interesting stuff here because
I remember the movie. It was done by Sam Raimi. I've seen the movie.
Rollo, do you remember when you were arrested? They tried to digitally take something out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Trust me. I've told you about that a million times.
I've told you a million times. Never exaggerate on the show, Rollo.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
It's not an exaggeration.
Hey, this is one of the greatest shows we've ever done on the record show, episode number 6.
Yeah, what are we gonna call our show tonight? Not the greatest show. We're gonna have to ask Norbert. What's Norbert's favorite song? Norbert, what's your favorite song?
I don't know.
It'll be the guy from Stranger Things.
No.
By the way, I want to ask Rick a question.
Let's go.
Hey, guys, I think it's a good show, too. I'm enjoying listening along very much.
Hey, Villa.
Yeah, it's me. That guy.
That's Norbert.
Can I just ask, where did Norbert come from? It's making me think of that stupid fucking Eddie Murphy movie. Is that what the fuck? Norbert. Yes. I know you need pseudonyms, but like Norbert, you've got Esoteric, Rollo, Aberrato. We've got all these cool names, and then we have Norbert. Like, what the fuck?
Norbert was from the Honeymooners.
We've used so many names for Norbert over the last... 5 years. No, we've used a few more than that.
What do you want to be called, though?
I've got to go to bed because I've got an early shift, but I just want to cut in and give Norbert some advice. It's my channel. Give me some slack.
Give him some advice.
Ab wants to just fuck me off already. It's not Fakeologist. You haven't got Wild Times here to like back you up and like fuck me off too quick.
Oh, no, not that again.
Oh, shit.
Jolo,
I was going to say,
give it a rest.
Norbert, pseudonym, is
in the room.
Norbert, listen again. Remember, he's got his own radio show in Melbourne. I meant to send through that link too to go listen to my show, but not that you'd want to give that the time. But listen, your dad's an old fart, Rollo's an old fart, Ab's an old fart. All these like 50 plus guys. Their advice may seem a little distant and irrelevant to where you are right now, but I'm 35. Let me tell you something. When I was your age, you're in a mindset where you think you're going to change the world. You learn all these new fuck's sake. It was going to sound good, and now we've got a fucking ad break.
No matter what
you say, you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The the art of conversation.
All right, here we go. We're Rick and Rollo 63. Norbert is getting some advice from our super duper producer.
I was just going to say, only because I think I can relate a little more.
Hello, Bert.
Because, see, these guys are in, like, you know how they say, like, late-stage capitalism? These guys are, like, late-stage awareness. So when you're my age and you know what you know, you know what I look back and look at when I was 20 and I can relate to some of the things you say. I'm like, I thought I could change the world at age. I thought I was going to do all these things. I thought I learned all these things. And, you know, when you get to my age, you're going to realize you're the same person you are now. Nothing changes. The person you are at, like, fucking 18, in your head, you're still that person. Nothing changes. There's no older version of you. You're still you. You always will be you. And that's what's kind of disconcerting, because your beliefs change and then you think, shit, maybe I shouldn't have put such a hard foot down earlier on or had certain opinions. I only say that because I think the university thing, look, I don't know. You got to pursue what you're interested in, but just for God's sake, don't let too much of that shit influence you. Or treat your dad badly because you think, like, what they're saying is the right way and shit. Don't, like, you'll figure out later on maybe some of the things that you believe that you're passionate about that young age. It's like people are all liberal when they're young and then they become conservative when they're middle age, when money matters. And then when they're 60, they listen to the ABC and go fucking liberal again. It's like ebb and flow to life. So try to be flexible.
To disagree with one of your points, like when it comes to like having a conversation with my dad, he doesn't know a lot about like scientific things and like historical facts. He just has like broad rock.
Yeah. A lot of that's horse shit though, mate. Right. You got to realize a lot of it's all horse shit.
Right, but if I can test things, like if it's about something that's just like basic, like about plants, like if I can test it and then he's saying actually no, then like actually I don't know what I'm talking about. I had an idea of what I was saying and I forgot.
No, but I understand, but no, he's trying to say that dad's mad and he's not, but he understands that he will change, his views will change.
That's all I was trying to say. That's what I was trying to get across. It's like I'm still the 18-year-old I was all those years ago in my head, but I still look back on 20-year-old Joel and go, God, that guy was like this liberal, up-and-coming, I'm going to change the world, I believe all the right things. And now the things I believe now are so opposite to what I would have thought then. And I think, shit, exactly. Look how malleable my beliefs can be. So don't sell your dad short. He's a smart guy. He's on you. He talks about a lot of things. And like, it sounds crazy to a lot of people, but he's not stupid. So like, hear him out. Just some of the things he comes on here a lot. I listen to a lot of his audios and he talks about his sons. He's like, proud of you guys. He talks about a lot of stuff and he always makes like little jokes about how you think he's crazy or something. That wisdom, you know, there's a lot to take away from that.
There's a lot.
I know, but it's reasonable to disagree with things.
But I just, Joel, if I was to think about what my parents agree with, not my mother, but certainly my father.
Yeah,
I'd be continuously like, and arguing or whatever.
But it's different when it comes to like the things we don't agree on are things that are like based in like what you guys talk about. Like it's hard to like have a conversation about something when you're like one person is super skeptical about something and
I am the biggest skeptic.
That's John LeBron. You think you are the biggest skeptic? Where's the badum tish? I need that.
You can add that later.
Hey, can you play for Norbert? Me and John Law talking about the moon landing.
What a way to sidetrack the conversation. Look, God, is that what we need right now? You and John Laws will make this conversation better?
We had to bring in John Law.
You didn't play it on the...
See, now, here's some more life advice, Norbert. Don't go too hard on the alcohol, because that's what happens to you. You got a real live case right here.
No, Joel, honestly, it's fantastic. they do not drink like their father. Like, I would say it's like it's the last thing that I can think of them. They don't drink hardly.
Do you know what I did? I went to my next door neighbor, Warren's place.
Yes.
The lovely guy to talk to. John Laws. Because for some reason my phone wasn't working that day, and he let me have this big, long conversation. And I'm sure Velostat still got it. Could you play the, Norbert, do you think we went to the moon? Like, do you think man went to the moon?
What are you talking about?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe we have, but I don't think the moon.
Well, I spoke to him on the date. I always made sure I rang John Laws on the date, a special date, of when things happen. And I spoke to him on, I think it was June 8th, was it? Right. Where we said the man landed on the moon.
Is that Christie's birthday? No. It's 2 days after.
Yeah, I think something like that.
Let me put it in one concise thing. You can have all these debates with your dad now, but don't let it kick your ass when you get to my age and you realise you agree with him more then than you do now.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Literally depends on my life. Turns out.
I'm just saying. You think you know things when you're that age, but I'm just telling you. I know the things I knew when I was that age, but now I know the things I know now. And, you know, Rick and Rollo could probably give me good advice where I'm going to think about things differently when I'm their age, you know, or Ab too, you know. And it will probably kick my ass then that I realize, oh, gee, life just turned out to be a big work your ass off, pay for a house, do this, do that. And then it didn't really amount to much, or, you know, like.
We don't argue on life stuff, but the thing. I just question him
about science.
I'll say something, but you realize that's fake, right? That would have like an argument with
No, but that's fun
like,
argument.
It's not bad.
You know, there's no bad arguments. Yeah.
I do appreciate the advice, but I don't think it's very.
Yeah, but Joel's a lot younger than me, so he's understanding.
Yeah, that's good advice.
I was trying to be the in between.
No, you're right, Joel.
The parent age and the age where I still understand the liberalism and the young, how you feel at that age. I still relate to it, but I go, oh, shit, how much have I changed since that age where I realise, shit, if I could tell kids now, like, that's kind of what you want to do when you raise a child, right, is to let them stand on the shoulder of giants, to boost them up by the things you learned. And if your kids are just going through the same things you did, then they're only going to learn the same lessons you learned and they're not going to be any better off. So it's like, is there a way to raise it? Like, I'm not saying it's even possible, but is there a way? Like, if I had a kid tomorrow, can I teach them all my failings before they even get to that?
No.
So they already, or is that just the journey of life? We all have to just go through the same things.
Yes, no, you're right, Joel. It is the journey of life, and you've got to understand it. Your parents could be 100% correct, or they could be 100% wrong, but you've got to have the understanding you may be wrong in the future. Just because you think it's right now, you might have completely disagreed with
it. There was a liberal time when I would have thought that if a man or woman thought they were born in the wrong body and they should be transgender, when I was like 20, that seemed like a liberal appropriate perspective. Like, yeah, oh, gee, they need medical intervention. Because you'd hear the exact opposite from me now. I'm going, it's child abuse. They're harming children. They're giving children fucking drugs and surgeries that are insane. It's absolutely insane in tribute to some weird religion that our elites, there's weird transgender religions that are running the world and then they're making regular people
That's
do it.
Right.
It's fucking sick and disgusting. And now I have the exact opposite opinion I might have had when I was some liberal 20-year-old. So, you know, things can change very quickly. And don't want to feel embarrassed that you had the opportunity to be a little more open-minded. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's
preach, baby, preach. Hey, Vella, I'm glad you didn't have your dick and balls
well,
cut off. And
I never felt like a woman, but you know, it's that kind of thing that, like, it's actually, ironically, there's no good argument to any of this stuff because it's so fucking regressive. I remember when I was a kid in the 90s, If a boy played with Barbie dolls, it was like, oh, he might be gay. That's okay, though. We accept people the way they are. That was a pretty healthy fucking attitude. Now it's like, oh, no, that's actually a girl that's in the wrong body. What the fuck are you talking about? The crazy shit they push nowadays is like ultra-regressive, crazy shit. It's insane. Yeah.
Well, you guys remember that I played around with gayness when I was a youngster. Yeah, but I always knew that I was heterosexual. But you know, I knocked around with gayness. Yeah, yeah,
you took it in the gayness.
But the thing is, I'm fine now.
You are fine now. You just walked all the way to the bottle shop, right?
I know. Now you're just alcohol sexual.
Alcohol sexual. But I just went to get a whole packet of cigarettes.
The only stiff thing in your life is the neck of the bottle.
Thank you, Bello. See what I mean? When you were speaking to John Lawrence, come on, play the.
I came in to talk to Norbert seriously.
He's got to go to
bed. This is serious. This is serious, Velocet. This isn't soundboard fired up crazy, Velocet. We're not doing that tonight.
All right.
I actually was Ab's right. I was preaching and giving some good advice and just trying to just leave it at that. Just so it's on the record. Just so it's on the record, actually.
You know, it's on the record and it's good. It's good because that's all we can do is kind of offer advice whether they take it, whether they don't. But that's all you can do with young people. Because I can remember being young. Wasn't that long ago? Well, it was a long time ago.
But I'm right. You're still 18 in your head, right?
In my head. And you know the funniest – one of the greatest persons – Rollo, you know the name of the guy. The guy that wrote Get Smart, he's 94.
Oh, Get Smart. Get Smart. That was Mel.
Mel Brooks said 4 years ago in an interview, he said, I am still the same guy I was when I was 16 years of age. I have the same brain, he said, but my body has aged, but I am still the same guy. And I totally identify with that. I love listening to music or watching TV shows that I watched when I was 5. I love it. But my body has aged 61 years. That's not my problem. But you've got to keep your brain young. The most important thing to keep yourself
I reckon he's going to make it to 100, you know, Rick.
I think he'll make it. But the way he said that, he goes, I've got the same sense of humor when I was told I was a mature 14-year-old. It's the same. And I totally agree with that. I am the same guy I was when I was.
I remember the day.
There's an element too there of the golden years. Like, that was probably when I was like 20, doing a radio show every Friday night, completely sober. Like, that was probably the best years of my life in terms of like fond memories and feeling alive, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So it was no surprise we hang on to that and compare everything else to that. You know, and it becomes like a heroin addiction. Yeah. We're always chasing the dragon for the best years of our lives, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what Mel Brooks kind of said in that the speech I heard him talking about. He said, as your youth, your brain, that's your personality. That was you at 18, 19, 20, up to 30, whatever. But... that's you.
And it was the age when love felt so much more important. And there was, you had tingles about other people. Like, that doesn't happen now at this age. That all goes away. You know, people are just mundane individuals. I don't interact with women. That was when it was like that excitement from living life, you know.
Bella, remember how good looking you were? When you were underneath that
listen to him. Remember how good you're looking you were, Velo, back in the old days. What a fucking cunt you are.
Do you remember? Are you working for...
Now I'm just an ugly piece of shit. Thanks a lot, Rollo.
No, you're not. You're not.
But you just said as much.
Sometimes,
just ignore everything,
Rollo. our body gets older. We all have to deal with that. That's a part of life. Dogs don't have to. Yeah, dogs, they don't need plastic surgery. They don't need to get their crow's feet fixed up on the right.
It's a bit of a stretch. I'd actually like to see you with plastic surgery. You should get a few Titan ups and we'll see. It's like you look like an alcoholic Mickey Rourke.
did you see Mickey Rourke?
That's why I brought it up. I was doing a referential joke.
Yeah.
What's Mickey Rourke look like now? I'm afraid to ask.
It's not good. It's not good.
No,
Rick, I wanted to ask you if you heard the latest mashup of David Lee Roth's latest tour in 2025. Have you seen that?
Joel, sorry, Ab, I shared it to Rollo, or one of them to Rollo yesterday.
Mm.
Dave Lee Roth.
Did I send it to you?
No, but Dave Lee Roth is a car crash waiting to happen. He needs to stop now.
Yeah.
And he cannot sing.
I know he needs to stop. Terrible. But, once I watched that, YouTube started serving me interviews, and I started listening to the Joe Rogan interviews with him. He's done three of them over the last bunch of years. He's done one last year when he was 69, another one when he was 60 or 65, another one when he's 58. And he's actually an extremely smart and entertaining interview. If you really want to listen to something interesting, you got to listen to him.
Do not think that guy hasn't lost his mind. He's just not looking the same as he did, and he does not have the vocal capacity.
His bum is flatter than me, and then when you isolate the audio, where you can hear him just on his own, and he's got backup singers. Backup singers doing it all.
Four backup singers actually doing all of
it. Four black guys, yeah.
Yep.
And they're not even that good either. They don't even sound very good themselves. So.
And to be honest, he had a great jazz voice. Some of the stuff that he did.
When he sung Panama.
Look, his father was a very well-to-do eye surgeon in L.A., so he had loads of money as a child, as a teenager. And he approached Eddie Van Halen and Alex Van Halen and said, can I be the lead singer? And they said kind of no. But then he said, I can get the best sound systems. I can hire them. He had the money and he bought his way into Van Halen. Yet, look at him. He was good looking.
He didn't mention that in the interviews that I listened to.
He wasn't only good looking. He was superb looking, and his gymnastics he could do on stage were.
He did martial arts. He could jump around. He was fantastic.
Rick, you're going to like the interviews, Rick. I really think you should listen to them because you're going to enjoy them.
Just look up
Joe Rogan. I'm listening to the first one from 12 years ago as well. He says similar things in each interview. It's like his stories get recycled and they're pretty much the same, but it's still really good. I think you'd like it.
I'm a big fan of Dave Lee Roth and Van Halen circa 78, root of whatever.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I just look at him going like, please, you didn't need to pull it in there because you've lost
please
your look.
Stop.
But apparently he's announced this huge tour of America for 2022.
He's doing it again. Here we go.
And all I've got,
that's not terrible. That's not good.
Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a base that kills. Ooh, yeah.
That's not terrible, that one.
That's pretty right.
Woo-hoo!
Not bad.
It's isolate. Rick and Rollo, 63.
No matter what you're in.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
All right.
It's so simple. When I jumped out on that road, I got no love, no love you'd call real. Ain't got nobody waiting at home. Running with the devil.
Baby, you know I ain't lying. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
Running with the devil.
This is a studio stem of just his vocals with effects.
Okay.
Didn't sound terrible. Is that the one from 2025?
Yeah, that's the original. That's isolated from 78, 79.
That sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I found the simple life, once so simple. No, when I jumped out on that road, got no love, no love you'd call real. Got nobody waiting.
Good to
Oh God, I'm running. Oh yeah, running with the devil. Run on one more time.
Yeah,
the interview was really good.
I really liked it last week.
Yeah, on YouTube, just look up 2025 mashup. Oh, it's real super cringe.
It's terrible.
David Lee Roth 2025.
Yeah, it's
someone did a mashup on YouTube.
It's funny he's even brought up at all because I'm a big Stern fan, and he took over Stern on the FM when he left.
Oh, did he?
I was rewatching Sopranos the other day, and then he appears in one of the season three episodes. He's at a card game hosted by the Mafia. So I was like, that's funny. He just showed up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. That's interesting.
James Gandolfini. I love that show.
Yeah. Okay, I just searched 2025 David Lee Roth. What are you after? There's Panama, Live St. Louis,
whatever.
So you got to look up cringe. Maybe put the cringe word in there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll add that.
Vocals isolated, 2025.
It's really bad.
Unbelievable.
But what was more bad is he's running around in tight, fake leather pants with his package bulging, and he's grabbing his butt, and he's waving around to these 60-year-old women in the audience that are they're lapping it up. They like it, but it just doesn't fit his age. He's 70. It just doesn't fit.
Hey, Rick, how many bands have we went and watched? Where, the old band,
I've got a clip here.
All right.
Just let me restart it. It's a short, so I've just got to do it again. Here we go.
Okay, I'll be good.
That's awesome.
It's amazing what you can do with AI. They've removed all the backing of that concert, and you can just hear his voice.
Yeah,
it's sad. That's all I can say.
It is. It's very sad.
Getting old sucks. We get it. Getting old sucks.
Yeah, and you know, and one of the
worst bit is you still feel 18.
One of the worst things I've seen of David Roth, there's a clip out there that apparently there was a group of guys in a hotel in Las Vegas blasting out Van Halen Eruption one night. And so David walked in with his entourage and he heard the music and he goes, hey guys, how about I knock on the door? And they'll open the door up and I'm here, and they've just been playing Eruption or Van Halen. And so he does it and knocks on the door, and the door opens. There's two guys open the door up, and they go, yeah.
Okay.
He goes, hey, I'm Dave Lee Roth. And he's standing there with his looking older and everything. And they're just going, yeah, who are you? They've got no idea who he is. And I remember going,
yeah, that's the biggest insult to any celebrity. Who are you and why are you famous?
He goes, but you were just.
That was always that stern bit. Remember Wolfie Stuttering and those John. Guys? They'd always Stuttering go. Yeah, they'd always it. Go to red carpets and go, who are you? And then they'd get a, what? Who? You don't know who I am? I love that as a.
That was
great
Gary Garver.
Joke. Yeah.
Remember Gary Garver?
Yes. There were a few of them did that bit.
Really good.
But asking people who they are at like a Comic Con or a red carpet, brilliant. Because
yeah,
they always get
that.
So annoyed.
Hey guys, when I was in Thailand, the Pink Floyd that they were playing on stage.
Yeah.
And it was definitely digital audio tape because the same mistake came out on the guitar the second night, you know, where he missed a note.
Yeah.
And I went, hold on. And these guys aren't playing. They're actually, miming. They're just acting and miming. Yeah, that's it. Miming, and it was still a great night, but I just went, how does it feel?
You mean they played the same missed note two nights in a row?
Made the exactly the same missed note. It was
that's a pretty good tell.
Only Rollo would have spotted that.
It was a huge tell. It was a on the digital audio tape. I figure
most people aren't going to go two nights in a row.
Okay, I'll get going, guys. It was nice to drop in. Thanks for hanging out, but I need to go. But go as long as you like. Go as long as you like. No, I've got to go to bed. I've got to leave. But I was just wrapping up a few technical projects and listening in the background. I just wanted to jump in and say a few things to Norbert. But yeah, okay. Thank you. Happy New Year to you too,
Ab. Any plans for 2026, fellow? Any New Year's resolutions?
Give up drinking, but so far we're like 10 days in. I haven't done shit about that. So.
Not working.
We'll get there.
I'm going as well. So,
you guys, all three of you should stay and have a chat. I've got to go, but you shouldn't let that, don't let that
play
ruin
me,
your,
play me
a song. No, don't try to fucking negotiate with me that I've got to do A, B, and C to satisfy your requirements.
Yeah.
This is the worst fucking writer I've ever heard. Do you want all the fucking green M&Ms as well?
Play me the John Laws. Yeah.
Rick got it.
What's John Laws?
Rollo, the soundboard software, nothing is started up. I'm just talking from my raw microphone. There's no radio stuff running at the moment.
Well, you just played bloody.
That was just off YouTube via via Google Chrome. I haven't got the radio system running. It's just my microphone straight to the mixer.
My microphone's not working, so I'm going to leave and come back in.
Yeah, I'm going as well. Hey, see you guys.
Bye bye.
Look, I appreciate that. I really do.
Rollo, can you play something?
Me? I can't play.
Then why don't you play something? After all these years, you still can't play anything.
I can play with my willy and think of you.
After all these years, you still can't play something.
Well, do you want me to go in there and tap out a few chords on my piano?
Yeah, play something.
Nah, screw that. Too hot for that.
Is it hot where you are?
Oh, yeah. 38 here. 31, where Rick is.
Rollo, do you remember David Lee Roth?
How could I forget? I remember.
You
got
to go listen. Rollo, have you heard of Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
to go listen to the interview with Joe Rogan and David Lee Roth. Really good. I think you'd like it. As a matter of fact, I'm finishing up one of them. I'm gonna after this, I'll probably listen to that.
Yeah, what is he?
Really interesting guy.
Yeah,
he's talking about his life and Van Halen and, and the chicks. And
you remember Tammy
and
Sammy
Eddie
Hager,
and Alec?
Tammy Hager.
Talks about all of that.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're Sammy totally Hager. Different people.
Yeah, but Sammy Hager.
Totally different person. People.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my favorite album is probably 5150.
Yeah, me too.
You know that one?
Hmm.
Is that your fave?
It's got to be up there because I was alive in the mid 80s, and that's when he was just an absolute legend. Hello, we got someone. Hello.
Let me do this.
Do you remember you were in the mid 80s, Rick? You enjoyed Van Halen at their height.
I can remember first hearing Eruption by Van Halen going, what?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Fuck. It was.
And by the way, every time he played it, it was different.
Oh my God. He was just. So, you know, his backstory was his father was a commando in the Dutch army in Southeast Asia over here or where it was. And
yeah, he was half Dutch and half Indonesian, wasn't he?
Indonesian, yep. His mother's completely Indonesian. When you see a picture of his mother, she's dark-skinned. She's completely Indonesian. So they were kind of... mix of both.
Strange looking guys, by the way, too. Eddie was strange looking.
Yeah. But their abilities as musicians was just second to none. I mean, I'm just baffled about, and any guitarist, and I worked as a roadie back in the day. Everyone was obsessed with Eddie Van Halen's techniques and, you know, how good he was. Playing guitar,
yeah.
I watched
him play Eruption in Tokyo. Go look that up. That was awesome.
Yeah,
Tokyo 2015.
Yeah.
When did Eddie leave the building?
About four or five years ago.
Yeah.
Before COVID.
Panama was my favorite
Panama. He chain smoked. Cigarettes like 50 a day, 60 a day, not one packet, two packets. Yeah, 3 packets of cigarettes a day. And I remember he married Valerie Bertinelli back in the original, who looked just like him. They like if you're looking at two.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Brother and sister,
they look like brother and sister, yeah, absolutely. But
He was
such a great musician, but apparently him and Dave Lee Roth did not get on. And Dave Lee Roth, I totally agree.
I don't think that's true. Not the whole time. They were together since 16, though.
When I say they didn't get along, they were completely against, like, that, Dave was into jazz and into etc. He claims that he was the one that came up with the direction that they went on, which was all over the place. Because their albums, if you listen to the first, you know, Tora, and I mean, or whatever, Women and Children First, and all the other ones, they were all over the place, and he had all these different styles of music with them. I do believe that Dave was the one that was completely different, wanted to do a jazz and a country and western here, and the Van Halen brothers just wanted hard rock, which I would prefer, to be honest. That's what I would prefer. But Dave took it into jazz, into all this kind of old 1920s tunes.
When he left and he did California Girls, I mean, did you like that song?
Yeah, no, but that's the way that Dave Lee Roth was. He was a showman, a total showman, 100%. Mm. Whereas the Van Halen brothers were musicians, and their father was like a really strict musician that made them play piano, All both brothers can play piano and guitar, and any instrument. I think even Alex could go and play drums for any band and be better than most drummers. They were trained.
Do you think the Sammy Hagar's voice was
better?
Just as better.
Yeah, well, you know, Sammy Hagar's got is a total pro musician. He's not a junkie. Or drunk. And that album.
But he wasn't the showman like Roth was.
Dave Lee Roth was a showman, gymnast, martial arts expert.
Mm.
He had the looks, etc. But now he just looks
why he's still going is I know it is. It's ego.
It's the drug of the
rig and roll at 63.
Be told.
I thought I had the beep. The beep's gone.
Anyway, Rick and Rollo. This has been a great show. This is probably the greatest show that Rick and Rollo's ever done.
Can you play a little Eruption for us? Eruption?
You can play
We'll go out with Eruption. How about that?
We'll go out with Eruption.
It's a long one. It's about 15 minutes.
Is it 15 minutes?
It can be.
What about California? Let's go out with California.
Terrible. That's a Beach Boys song, Rollo.
Please. The Beach Boys ripped it off.
We'll go out soon because this has been one of the longest shows we've done for about 3 years.
It's kind of long. Sorry to make it too long, guys.
Don't worry about that.
That's good. We've had the full cast on here. We've had Jolo and Abbo and Rico and
you can't say Abbo because
apart from that
why not
well
no I reckon it's no, as,
no, as, don't as call planned, me late for dinner
as planned yeah, Rollo right. Well, no, I think we'll go out with the Pink Floyd because you brought up the Pink Floyd.
So we go out So You Think You Can Tell.
No.
Heaven from Hell.
Absolutely not. We're not playing that.
Which Pink Floyd song?
Fearless by Pink Floyd from Metal.
Fearless.
All right, guys. One of the greatest. Guys. Rollo, pleasure. We'll speak to you soon. And Ab, pleasure.
Yeah. So we're going to go out with Pink Floyd.
Fearless.
All right, I'll send it to.
I don't even know that song. I guess I would know it if I heard it. What's it sound
like? Absolutely fantastic. It's off Metal. The last song on Metal, MEDDLE or AL, I can't remember.
Yeah, Metal. You got it right. Now, Fearless. I'm pretty sure I got this CD here. Can I just say, Tom Dalpra met Sid Barrett. Before he died, rest in peace, Sid.
Absolutely. But Fearless is such a great song, and the end of it, they start chanting. It's an old soccer. It's the Liverpool soccer theme in the background. The song from the Liverpool's "You'll Never Walk Alone" by Pink.
Awesome.
Awesome. It's fantastic. So Fearless.
We'll go out with Fearless. We might do an after show.
After show, we'll have to. So we're going out with Fearless. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. He's done it.
Brilliant.
We'll come back after.
I know this song, of course.
Good one.
You say the hill's too steep to climb. After the break, Rick and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
He's trying to go to bed, yeah. The poor guy.
Now, can you mute, please? Rick and Roland.
Yeah. We've been joined by Susie. Susie's joined us. G'day, Susie. Hey, how you doing, babe? Come and join us.
There she is. I'm really sorry, man. I was trying to say hello and goodbye before the song started.
That's okay.
I know it's a very long time.
It's the after party. It's the after party, also, Susie. So you're
put a gun on, I would not know the words to that song. Even though I've heard it a million times.
Yeah.
I know so many songs, but I'm like, you know what? I never really listened to the words to that song.
Oh, and that's great. Always reminds me of Rollo, actually, Fearless, because it's about the idiot that says everything, and that he's actually the guy. He's actually the guy that's right, and he's prepared to go and stand up and jump off of whatever. It's actually a very powerful song.
I've been singing so many songs, but not that one.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. But Metal's just a really good album.
You don't hear
a lot of it out there, but it's fantastic. And it reminds me that, but it's about a guy who just fearlessly the idiot looks around. The idiot in the song is actually the guy that's right, and he's up there doing what he wants to say, and he doesn't care. And always reminds me of Rollo. Rollo does not care.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that.
We've played it before, though. We've actually played it on fakeholders.com. Yeah, we have. Absolutely, guaranteed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, it's funny. That's what I mean. It's like as soon as you hear it, you go, oh, yeah, I know that song. And then they start singing, and I'm like, wait a minute. I never really listened to it.
Yeah, the lyrics, it's a powerful song.
It was like I never listened. Sorry, Susie. you know that song that we played the other week? Smoke on the Water. I never listened to the lyrics really of that when we.
I did. That's one of the few songs I actually did listen to the lyrics of.
Isn't that funny? Sometimes you can hear a song a billion times. Yeah, like I did listen to that one too. Like finally at some point, I think me and Wayne talked about it and I was like, oh, that's what they're talking about. You know, I didn't know what they were talking about.
Well, it became a major story and with the fire or whatever, all the people in Switzerland recently.
When you make us listen to it closely, you know, with the guy with the Twizzler or whatever it is, what is it, and set the building alight?
Some stupid flare gun.
We need Benoit down there. Where's Benoit? We need to get him over there.
Check it out.
Send him over, Benoit from Swaziland.
Why not?
Hey, Rick, how's the price of gas there? The price of oil keeps going down.
Well, let me just tell you now. I paid $1.60 something, like dollars really cheap for diesel. Petrol's kind of cheapish as well, but diesel's really cheap here at the moment.
It is. It's gone down. Maybe
it's
Trump.
It's fantastic.
I bet they're going to blame Trump.
if he's the one that's responsible, I'll vote for him. I've been driving up and down the coast last two weeks. And
to help pay for all that inflated food, which those prices haven't gone down.
No, they have not gone down.
That was Biden, mate. all the inflation. That was Biden, not fucking Trump.
Rollo, you've done a really good episode 63.
You want me to bug off?
No, I'm just saying you've done a really good show.
Hey, Susie, give me a kiss on the cheek. There you go. Thank you.
I just heard today that the first time Tom Delpra called in was the first time that First Value called in on the same day.
Could have been. Hey, fantastic. Hey, that's a good find, Susie.
First Valium on the same day. Yeah. Voice sounds completely different.
It's so funny. Cool. I love first time calls.
I get so excited.
Yeah, I would hazard a guess that Fast Value was ex-host Hoaxbusters.
That's right.
Yes, he was on Hoaxbusters.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah. I would hazard a guess.
I love it. Yeah. So excited.
Do you guys remember when who was the guy in the wheelchair that died? And I spoke to John Laws about it. Do you remember that? What was his name? Yeah. I know that
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, and he called me a blockheaded bastard that day. Oh, it was classic. I mean,
what are you going to do with that Lozzy, Rolzy?
I still miss him.
I still miss him.
He's been gone for at least
two or three months.
3 months. 3 months.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So how you been handling it? How you been handling it? Is my point.
He wasn't allowed.
Look.
Joel, Rollo wasn't allowed onto that network anyway. So that's right.
2SM banned me because
I've been listening to 2SM.
Yeah. Who have they got now? They got a new one.
Nobody.
Here's the phone number.
1-300-564-652
Rollo, she's been listening to all the fucking shows we've done.
I'm honored. Now, what's Ab's number? It's something 1984. I know it.
1-800-666-1984.
Very good.
Woo! So, Susie, how was your Christmas? We haven't spoken to you for a long time. How was your Christmas?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Christmas was fine because we didn't do anything. So it was just Thursday, which I love. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I love Thursday.
I love it.
Yep.
I love doing nothing for Christmas.
I did nothing as well. Yeah. I had the best Christmas ever because I didn't have to do anything. It was just fantastic. I've had honestly the best Christmas that I've had for years because I didn't have to do anything. I love it.
I don't have resolutions or anything, but I would like to comment more on people's things that they make. I think I should be a better commenter because I listen to everything. And then I don't even say anything.
You are, and I'm going to bring this up again. On the Rick and Rollo show, we've got 10 listeners, and it's me and Rollo as schizophrenics.
What did you think of Dave J's music? Like his, Rollo with his. All I have to
do is type in a couple of things, and I can make the best song ever in about a minute.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Rollo with Rosie on the balcony.
It's too.
What's it called? Padded Sugar Dreams.
I can type in a few words and make a song that will make you cry.
Susie, you know more about us than we know. It's fucking boring. Susie knows more about Rick and Rollo than Rick and Rollo do.
No.
I'm telling you. Guaranteed. She's listened to more shows.
Apparently, some of the episodes are lost to time, aren't they, Susie?
Which ones?
The 1 to 30, you said, were lost to time.
Which one?
Right?
I don't think they're lost. But if you go to HoaxSyndicate.com right now, you won't be able to hear 1 through 30 of the Fart Podcast.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
Where'd they go?
Jollo's gone to bed, so we can't explain. I already asked him.
Velo is a, trust me, Susie, Velo will still have them.
I probably already heard them.
I'll ring him and ask him to repost them.
He's asleep. Rollo, Jollo's asleep. He's gone to bed.
Yeah,
don't bother him.
Not now, not now, but, you know, sorry.
All of us need to call him right now.
Hey, Rollo, how's Christy, by the way? How's she been?
She's fine. She's fine. She's fine. Oh,
I love those pictures of her and Rosie. It was so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, but I got a new phone, and it's got a new app on it, and it just puts music to it, and it brings all the old photos.
I want my phone to stop
doing
that.
It's so easy, and all I do is press a button, and it posts it. Yeah. So it's so easy. So it's on your site, Rick and Rollo.
Rick and Rollo's
Discord. Rick and Rollo's Discord in the Q panel.
I'm telling you now. That is the hands down greatest site ever. Because I think you've done so well.
Yeah,
Have you seen anyone arguing over there or being nasty? No, it doesn't happen. So it's not happened. Great site. Sorry, Miss.
Yeah. Everyone's getting on. Well,
that's the way it goes. It's like,
hold on. Ab and Dave J had a little bit of back and forth the other day.
And guess what? Dave left because I contacted him. I said, look, if you're going to jump up and down, you're on the wrong platform for jumping up and down.
Right.
And he said, and he removed himself.
Left the server?
Yeah. I said, I didn't actually mean that you need to do that. I just said, just don't carry on over there. Because this is...
Wow, you censored him a bit. Good for you, Rick.
I didn't censor him. I just said, I wasn't there, but Rollo said, can you calm down and not do it? And he went into this defense mode.
He gets crazy.
Yeah, because
not me.
Tim and Dave were having a little bit of friction, like me and John Laws,
You came on and said, can you not carry jump be nasty on the site? And he said, I'll do what I want to do. And I went, I said, that's not what you do here.
Mm.
We're not, this isn't fakeologist work.
Maybe had a few splits too many.
I don't care. But anyway, I didn't mean for
I know
to
I
leave.
Did. I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story about me. You know, when it comes to smoking pot. It was the worst thing I ever did was, in New Zealand.
We don't want to know anything about your history or your father. What I'm saying is that no one needs to put up with someone jumping up and down and being nasty. And
Rollo, listen,
open your fucking eyes up, man. If you said to somebody, you're the one that said, can you please stop being so nasty? And he said, no, I'll do what I want to do.
He told you off. But Rick said that you wrote nasty. So how can you say that? You wrote that. Mm-hmm. Rollo wrote that.
Yeah. He's reading it right now. Do you remember when I read that to John Laws when the Tom Dalper thing, when the guy died? I forget him, the guy in the wheelchair. Stephen Hawking. Hawking. And he called me a blockheaded bastard. But that was probably a bigger That was when the Castro comment thing was huge.
But
when he stopped saying
hello. You're listening to
After the Break, Rick and Rollo.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too. Clicking.
donate.
Muted though, I'll have to unmute you.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Oh.
Shit. I'm sorry.
Hey.
That was awesome. Shit.
Come on, Rollo.
January 10th, 2026. We're here on Rick and Rollo 63 on blow. 2 Bob FM. On 2 Bob FM. No, you guys are great. We're here with Susie. We're here with Fakeologist. 2 Bob FM. Yeah, 2 Bob FM, man. That's where I worked when I was a 16-year-old. With Rick from near Port Macquarie. I know exactly where he lives.
Cunderbunga Creek.
Cunderbunga Creek. We're all gonna shift over to fakeologist.com on the Discord.
Well, I'm not, but
What song, Rick, would you like to go out with again?
Rick's
gone.
He's out of here,
man. Oh,
I'm sorry. I
just wanted to say hello, and I ruined everything.
Oh, no, that's you right. Didn't. No,
Susie.
No. Hey, Susie.
Happy New Year.
Susie, what song would you like to go out with, Susie? Tonight.
You guys already did that. I feel bad. I'm sorry.
No, don't feel bad. It's all good.
You want Fearless?
No, we already played Fearless, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah. How about a Canadian song? What Canadian Rush song? What about what's my favorite Rush song? Something to do with radio.
For you.
Spirit of Radio. Can we go out with Spirit of Radio? Can we go out with that?
I think we should.
Yeah.
You want to call Joel? Can you call
him? Ab, yeah, what's his name again? His name's,
Jolo?
No, I'll send the Spirit of Radio to him. But who are the three? Neil Peart, we've lost. Neil Peart's gone. Geddy Lee,
Gary Weinrib.
And Jerry Reinrib. Yeah, so we'll go out with Spirit of Radio. I love that song. And we'll dedicate it to Howard Stern. Howard Stern. Why not? Dedicate it to him. One of the greatest. And John Laws. Richard John Laws. All right, mate. I'll see you over on Fakeologist. All right? I'll see you in Fakeologist. All right. Bye. Bye.
Pick and roll.
Bye.
words were